WCLT Sports Presentation.
Here he goes.
It's time for the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
High school!
Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licky Memorial Health Systems, Kaseps Auto Body and Service Center.
He's got a man open!
Trillium Farms, Mike's Roofing, and Wind Waste Innovations.
Touchdown!
This is High School Football on K98.7.
From Walter J. Hodges Stadium at Granville High School, it's the Blue Aces and the Licking Valley Panthers on our high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7. Hi, everybody. Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle. We always look forward to this matchup. Two of the best in the county and in the LCL, Buckeye, Licking Valley. What a year they have had. 7-0, 2-0 in the Buckeye, and they come off a huge victory over Zanesville, 44-0 last week at Randy Boffman Stadium. Granville comes in with a record of 5-2. They are 1-1 in the league. Last week, they got off the snide in the league by taking care of Licking Heights 38-6. So here we go. You want to say you can throw the records out, but I'm not going to when Licking Valley has started off 7-0 and is looking really, really strong, Garrett.
Yeah, Valley's look like a well-oiled machine so far this year. Like you said, 7-0, average margin of victory is about 28 points per game on the year. They're averaging about 40 points per game and only giving up 10. The closest matchups they've had was against Amanda Clear Creek in week two. They won that 28-14. So they haven't had a game go down, you know, to that very last possession. They've been able to win games by two or more possessions every single way so far. But Granville, they come in at 5-2. A little bit of uncharacteristic loss on their record. You know, they lost to Washington Courthouse 31-16 a few weeks ago. Caught both of us off guard there. And I think, too, just the Blue Aces as well. But this is still a very good team. You know, we saw this team in week two handle Tri-Valley, to both of our surprises, very comfortably in that game. So I think it really comes down to, in tonight's matchup, what Blue Ace team comes out of the locker room. Is it going to be the team that we saw in week two that it was able to, you know, handle Tri-Valley very easily? Or is it going to be the team that came out against Washington Courthouse?
They also had a 10-year streak of defeating Watkins Memorial go by the wayside, losing in Pataskala to the Warriors 35-28. It's the most regular season losses they've had since 2022, when they fell to Watterson and Licking Heights back-to-back, both here at home. Now, of course, the last couple of years they've been unbeaten here at Walter J. Hodges Stadium, minus the postseason loss to Dover last year. Meanwhile, Licking Valley, they've won 15 straight regular season games since week two of last year when they fell at home to West Muskingum 26-20. So, again, you talk about team, oh my gosh, they've had two losses. Still 5-2. This is still a very good football team, and we know somebody's going to want to have a monster game tonight for the Blue Aces.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're alluding to Kyle Kirby for the Blue Aces. He's the leader on this team, really both offensively and defensively, and he wasn't able to play in this game really the past 2 years.
Right.
Last year he missed the entire thing due to injury, and then the year prior to that one, even though Granville won, he had to leave that game about halfway through, which he suffered a season-ending injury in that game as well. So he's fully healthy. He's ready to go. He's had a monster season so far. And he's really, I mean, he's their usage guy on offense, right? If he's able to run the ball efficiently, this Blue Aces offense is unstoppable. And then him on defense as well. He plays that linebacker position. He's going to have to, you know, I think, do a good job. He might have to be able to spy Rodgers a little bit tonight if he decides to use his legs. And also just stepping up, you know, and stopping the running attack that Licking Valley will probably try to establish early.
Up next, we'll hear from both head coaches, starting with Licking Valley's Randy Boffman, followed by Granville's Heath Hinton. That's next as our pregame show continues on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Your college experience should be built just for you, supporting everything you value most. That's why Ohio University delivers the high-quality education we're known for right here on our Zanesville campus. Whether you're a full-time student or working full-time, Ohio's affordable, flexible degrees are always in demand in our community and can take you anywhere. Earn a degree in your own backyard on your own terms and move your career and your community forever forward. Learn more at ohio.edu/Zanesville.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Lincoln County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on K98.7.
Coach, this is always a big matchup, Licking Valley and Granville, usually for the LCL championship, but let's go back a week. Pretty strong performance against Zanesville, and there was a lot of hoopla and stuff going on, and sometimes that can add a little bit extra pressure to the players, but they seem to have embraced what Friday night was all about and really went out and performed well.
Well, yeah, I thought they did. I mean, we've been harping on the fact that you don't take a week off if you want to accomplish things that we want to accomplish. So I felt like even though we knew our opponent wasn't going to be real strong, that we continued to work hard, and I thought they had a good approach leading up to and during the game.
And we talked about it before the Reedy game, was this business-like attitude from this team. And I really do think it started last year with the group that was coming back, understanding each game is important, each practice is important. And I think it's really carried over to this season.
Well, yeah, you hope so. You hope it carries over every year. I mean, that's been our philosophy here forever, that you go in with the same goals every year and you expect improvement each year or each week. You don't always get it. Sometimes penalties or turnovers can affect things that you're not anticipating. But we try to build, you know, we try to lay the foundation in the off season and then just keep building each week on top of that.
I did an interview statewide this week about this game, and they said, what is flashy about Licking Valley? And I said, I don't know if those two things go hand in hand. I don't know if flash comes to the word, but they just know who they are and what they do. And if that's not flashy, well, I don't think anybody cares here in Licking Valley world. But I think it's understanding the players and the players understanding what they need to do. Is that accurate?
Well, I've never been accused of being flashy, so so that's okay. I don't mind that. But no. We've got a philosophy. I mean, got great coaches at the lower level that instill that philosophy down there. So by the time I get them, the players are pretty much already ingrained in what we want to do offensively and defensively. So that really helped. You know, you talk about the past, you're playing for guys that played here before you, so that instills some pride too. But flashy, probably not the correct term.
And one of the guys I think that's kind of been unsung this year, and he's going to obviously credit his line, but I think Donovan has just been very solid. Replacing Trent, who was, again, very solid, very consistent, Donovan just seems to have just picked right off where Trent left off.
Yeah, they're very much similar in their running styles, their size, everything. Donovan paid his dues. You know, a lot of places he probably would have been the starter last year, but he was happy with being more of a blocking role, knowing that he would get his chance this year. So, and again, we try to have that philosophy that there's always somebody in the waiting, you know, ready to take over the following year. And I think Dylan Keeley is filling that role right now. I mean, he's had some real nice runs for us. And again, in a lot of programs, he could be the starting tailback. But give Donovan credit. He didn't complain. He worked extremely hard in the weight room, and now he's getting results.
So now we look forward to Granville. They've kind of been a little bit up and down outside of Granville standards, I guess you could say, with two losses. But still a lot of talent on that side of the ball, both offensively and defensively.
Oh, there sure is, and there always will be. And it wouldn't matter what the records are. You know, when us and Granville get together, there's no love loss. And I told somebody the other day, what a perfect example of a great rivalry mm-hmm. in high school football. We are just blessed that we've got this rivalry. that kids can look forward to this type of atmosphere, this intensity. So again, it doesn't matter record-wise when that kickoff is made. It's going to be extremely hard-hitting both sides.
It's a team game, but they're led by Kyle Kirby, and he seems to have ratcheted up a notch, knowing it's his senior season. Do you key on him, or can that be a deterrent sometimes when you focus on just one player?
Oh, you got to key on him. I mean, that doesn't mean that you do things to weaken yourself in other areas, but it all starts with him. So sure, we can't just say, oh, well, we're going to ignore him. No, you have. He's been carrying him with a number of times. He carries the ball, his strength, his speed, everything about him is special. So you key on him, but at the same time, you know you've got certain responsibilities you got to take care of.
Anything outside of physicality, controlling the line of scrimmage, and turnovers, I think I carried the big ones, but anything else that is key in this type of matchup?
It's how you respond to something negative, because this is going to be a big game where the momentum usually swings back and forth, and the team that can put a negative place, I say a turnover or something behind them, then that's the team that's going to win. I think back to last year, we scored, they scored, and then right after that, we threw an interception. They took back for a touchdown, and they had all the momentum in the world. Mm-hmm. I thought our kids in that next series really responded to that. So it's how you respond, because there's going to be negative plays. Everybody knows that. We try to minimize them, but how do you respond, you know, when something goes bad?
Should be a great one. Thank you, Coach. Good luck against Granville.
Thank you.
Coach, as we get ready for the big matchup with Licking Valley, let's go back last week to the win against Licking Heights. You run the ball with scores. You threw the ball for scores. You got a pitch six, and you got a special team field goal from Bodie. So maybe one of the most complete games you've had this year?
Definitely. You know, I think our stats are pretty even with our running stats and our throwing stats. So that's what you want to have, is just a little bit of balance.
And defensively, J.J. Shackelford's a very good player, but you kept him intact for a little bit and not a touchdown till late, so the defense seems to be peaking.
Yeah, you know, we're doing okay. We try to tackle better, trying to get a pursuit to the football, managed to be very good. So we're doing okay there, too, also.
You've had some injuries and some big ones, but guys, Nets man up, and you've had some good players really step up and take the ball when needed.
Yeah, you know, losing Culver was a big deal, but, you know, Carter Ryan's doing a great job for us right now, and you know, we're getting the ball to him, which is nice. He's kind of a dynamic athlete. We're getting the ball we're spreading the ball around, too.
And when you have these types of situations, you look at the leadership on your team like, okay, we know our bats up or against the wall, but it seems like this team, the leadership is there. We're not going to sulk. We're just going to keep doing what we need to do.
Yeah, you know, we have a two-time captain coming back in Kyle Kirby, which is nice. And, you know, we got one junior captain also, so it'll be a two-time, hopefully maybe a two-time captain next year too. So our leadership's starting to grow. Our captain's doing a good job. This team has bought in from the get-go. It's a pretty special unit, and I enjoy coaching them each and every day.
Everybody looks forward to this matchup every year. It usually decides the LCL Buckeye. I think the last 10, the series is split 5-5. So what makes this game, besides the records and everything, what makes this game so special?
You know, for us, you know, it's two well-coached teams. It's a long history of a Licking Valley of being successful and having a head coach there for, you know, now he's coaching now for 50 years. I heard he's been there for like 44 as a head coach. So, you know, they have longevity there. You always try to knock off the people that's on top, and they've been there. You know, they're coming in a 7-0. They're a really good football team. They're really well coached, and their kids play hard. So this is going to be just a fundamentally just a good matchup for us.
And you mentioned fundamentally, because I don't think either team is flashy. It's we go to work and we get the job done. So when you have this type of an even matchup, I'm guessing one or two tangibles could make the difference.
Yeah, you know, it comes down to, you know, maybe America wins the turnover battles, the special team war, just some of those things, you know, they could sway the game. You know, and then it's come down to one or two big plays.
and then the atmosphere Friday night here at Walter J. Hodges Stadium.
Yeah, you know, they're awesome. You know, the deck and the energy from the crowd is great. You know, and I know their crowd will be, you know, ready to go. But, you know, it's for us, it's a game. We're excited for it. But, you know, and we love playing at home.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck against Valley.
Hey, thank you so much.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
This is Chris from KSEPS Auto Body. KSEPS as a company, we're growing really rapidly and going through a lot of very good changes. Our entire goal is to grow and get better and serve our customers better. We are very proud to be GM certified, and what that means is that we can fix your C8 Corvette. We have the special tools, we have the training, and we'll be able to get those back on the road.
KSEPS Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSEPS, quality you can trust.
Now back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Getting ready to kick it off, Granville and Licking Valley. Before we do, let's pause for station identification on the high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle, Walter J. Hodges Stadium, and right now we'll have the playing of our national anthem. Different vibe when these two get together. You can just kind of feel it. You felt it before in pregame, and as both teams get ready to come out on the field, it definitely has a different feeling to it, as these two teams have been the best in the county for about 10 years now. And I just look forward to what's going to happen initially in this. And Granville won the toss. They deferred, so Valley gets the ball first. More emphasis on what Valley can do on offense, or maybe what Granville does on defense to slow down this Panther O?
I think it's going to be more on what Granville can do to stop Panther offense. They're coming in. Panthers average about 40 points per game. And what's noteworthy, too, is the closest games that they have played, 28-14 against Amanda Clear Creek and Sheridan, it's 28 points, right? That's the lowest that they've scored all season long. So it's important for Granville to limit them to around there if they want to stay in this game, because also in both games that Granville have lost this year, they've given up 30-plus. So I'd say under 30 should be the goal for the Granville Blue Ace defense to limit that Valley offense too.
When we saw them against Tri-Valley, Jackson McMillan was the quarterback they had platooned in the first game. He took the ball, did a pretty admirable job, especially in that second half. It's been his job ever since. I think there is a lot on him as well in this game because, obviously, as you heard Coach Boffman, our goal is to stop Kyle Kirby. That means Jackson McMillan might need to throw it a little bit more than what he has. He's averaging about, I think, 13 to 15 attempts per game. That may have to ratchet it up to 20, 22 pass attempts tonight.
Yeah, McMillan, he's definitely going to have to use his arm in this one. Kirby, he's going to be the main focus of that Panther defense. They're going to have to home in on him to slow down this Blue Aces offense and expect them to do that. So it's going to be up to how McMillan handles that pressure, right? Against Tri-Valley, I believe that first Granville drive, they tried just running like three straight runs. They went three and out. Then they shifted to McMillan throwing the football. And as he was able to complete passes, you saw his confidence rise and as well as his ability to complete passes. So I think it's really up to Granville. You know, don't force yourself into a situation where, you know, maybe you're trailing by a possession or two and you're forcing McMillan, you know, into obvious passing situations, forcing your offense into uncomfortable situations. Maybe try to establish the passing game earlier and when Valley isn't expecting it so you can ease him into the game rather than, you know, just throwing him to the sharks.
Bodie Shopes will kick it off for the Blue Aces. They're in their home blue with gray trim, Licking Valley in their road white with red helmets. Valley will be going right to left to start this game. A gorgeous fall evening here in Licking County. Thank you again, Mother Nature, for providing excellent weather. Got a little chilly last night, but it's nice and comfortable this evening. Between Granville and Licking Valley, both crowds are ready to go. The players are ready to go, waiting on the referee's signal to kick this thing off, and it should be a good one. Valley undefeated, Granville 5-2. The winner inside track for the LCL championship this evening. Shopes is ready. He's gotten the word from the official. Let's get it on, and we will. The Panthers and the Blue Aces right here on Kate 98.7. And the kickoff, no surprise, boomed all the way back to the end of the end zone, and that's where it will start. First and 10, Licking Valley at the 20. Brody Rogers, oh, have we seen him mature over the last couple of years? Really has a great feel of this offense, Garrett.
Yeah, and it's just a whole entirely well-oiled machine offensively, right? Rogers, he's a dual-threat quarterback. You got to watch him running and throwing the football. And they also have a very dangerous rushing attack. And that's what Valley likes to establish early. They like to, you know, use the rush to open up the pass as this game goes along. So we'll see how this Granville defense can do against this Valley offense on their opening drive.
Rogers on first and 10 will hand it off to Donovan Gerlone, and he goes nowhere, might have lost a yard. So off the bat, the Blue Aces ready for the run, and they'll stop it. They'll say no gain, second and 10.
Yeah, great job that time by the Blue Aces, just swarming on that first down play, and that would be second down and 10. Key here is, you know, try to limit the second down play, make it a third and passing situation, put Brody Rogers in an uncomfortable spot on this opening drive.
Second and 10 from the 20. Rogers this time, quick drop, and he'll get it out, and the catch made, breaking one tackle, getting across the 25 and getting very close to a first down, and may have enough for it. And that will be Quinn Hornfeck, who had a couple of touchdown passes caught last week. And let's see where they mark it. I think they're going to mark it at the 31, which would be enough for a first down. Then I think there's a penalty, and I think we're going to start off with maybe an unsportsmanlike. Maybe a little trash talking going on, and the refs want to quell that very quickly tonight. We'll wait for the official signal, and it is unsportsmanlike. Oh, they're going to say against Granville and against Licking Valley. So they will offset. So they're going to, I think, include the down counting, which they will. So an 11-yard pickup, no harm, no foul. First and 10 now for Valley at the 31. And you mentioned trying to get Brody uncomfortable. I think that's a tough task to do. He is just so relaxed in the pocket.
Yeah, they're going to have to force him into, you know, third and long situations and strategically pick when to bring pressure.
at the 31. Here's the handoff to Donovan. Nice hole up the middle. He will get across the 35, and there is some pushing and shoving going back and forth. Kirby was at the bottom of that pile. He's included in the tackle. It'll be second down and 5.
Yeah, and that's going to be something, you know, to look at too, is penalties, right? You don't want to, you know, make a habit of getting, you know, any personal fouls or dead ball fouls, unsportsmanlike. You saw, you know, that one didn't really harm either team. It was offsetting, but, you know, hopefully both teams got the message.
Second and 5, Rodgers to throw to the right, and the catch made. Not a lot on that throw. Hornfeck does make the catch, but for little. Now, actually, it'll be enough for a first down. He just got across it, so it got the job done. That probably had a chance to have a big play, but it does get enough for the first down.
Well, what I feel like Valley, watching the past couple of years, especially with Brody Rodgers back there, on their opening drive, I feel like they just play to pick up the first down, right? And then once you pick up 5 or 6, all of a sudden you're in the red zone, right? So they just, you know, they're slow, you know, not so flashy offense to start the game off, but it works.
Trips to the near side on first and 10 from the 43. Here's Galoney. He will get close to midfield. Might be a tick shy of it, but again, it's a solid run on first down. So after that initial stop for no gain, he's picked up 5-6 yards on his next two carries.
Yeah, they're doing a good job on first down, picking up 5-6 yards on the ground. And two, it feels like, you know, they're just been running the ball slow and steady, taking the crowd out of it a little bit. You know, good way to take the crowd out of games is just, you know, run the football. Don't do any big flashing praise.
Well, right, yeah.
their side.
They're here and they're cheering. Second and 5. And here's Galoney again. Gets into Granville territory. 4 more yards. It's third and a long 1. This is a big play here for the Granville D.
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, I would expect another run here by Galoney here on third and short. I'm sure that's what Granville is expecting as well. If they don't pick it up, I don't think they'll go for on fourth down, though, just because of where it's at on the field. But we'll see what they decide to do. I expect a run, though.
It's at Granville's 48. Rodgers will keep it, and he will get the first down on the left side easily enough down to the 43. So, again, 5 more yards, and it's a first down Valley as this opening possession continues to churn forward now into Granville territory. 9 minutes remain in this opening quarter, and Licking Valley getting the ball first on the move. I think we saw Rodgers run a bit more last year, but when he runs this year, it's just the most opportune time to really help Licking Valley. At the 43 of Granville, first and 10, Rodgers in the pistol. Waits for the snap, he gets it, and it's going to be an end around and getting, again, 5 more yards, picking that up for Licking Valley. That is Dylan Killey. Coach Boffman talked about him in the pregame. He's gotten some big runs for him, and that's, again, a solid pickup of 5.
Yeah, and that's something that Granville is going to have to try to limit. I mean, giving up 5 yards on first down, I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but what you're doing is you're setting up, you know, second down that Valley can probably run again, and then, you know, when you're forcing third and 1, third and 2 situation, that's favoring Valley more than is the Granville defense.
3 wideouts, 2 to the near side, 1 to the far side on this second down and 5. And here's the inside handoff and getting the first down and more. Close to the 25-yard line for Licking Valley, Galoney once again, and they're just doing what they want to do. This will be the 10th play of this drive coming up.
Yeah, they've just been running the football. They threw it a bit to open up the drive, but there's really no need for it. I mean, when you're picking up 5 yards on every first down carry, I mean, there's really no reason to risk putting the ball in the air. So they're basically forcing Granville to stop them running the football. Then they had Rodgers run it too on that third down conversion. So keeping eyes on not only him, but, you know, Galoney in the backfield as well.
At the 25, first and 10. And here's Galoney again. Carbon copy this time off the right side. Maybe a little bit more that time, maybe 6 yards. But at second and 4, the playbook remains wide open. If they want to change anything, but I don't know that they do.
No, I mean, I feel like this is what we've seen, you know, with Valley this year and last year when we watch them play, especially on their opening drives. You know, it's very conservative running the football, But it works, right? It's not like, you know, they're not picking up yards, they're having to punt. They usually score on their opening drive of the season, primarily running the football. And when they do that, it opens up the passing game for the remainder drives of the game.
Rodgers keeps it on the left side. Big hole. He's at the 10. It'll be a first and goal, Valley, close to the 6-yard line. He's run it twice, both off the left side. Very productive. And the Panthers are inching closer to pay dirt. They will have it first and goal. They'll officially mark it at the 7-yard line. Oh, this has been impressive.
Yeah, and they've almost taken up 6 minutes off of the quarter here on their opening drive. Yeah, what they're doing now, yeah, that was a read option. Rodgers decided to pull it, keep it himself. So, you know, they are just running the football, but they're doing it. The defense has to keep eyes on both the quarterback and the running back.
Rodgers on first and goal from the 7. And it'll be a handoff. Galoni breaks one tackle, breaks another tackle, still pushing forward. He's getting close to the end zone. He will be maybe a yard, yard and a half shy of it, but he could have been stopped at about the 5-6 yard line, but he kept churning, and it'll be second and goal for Valley just outside the 1.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, on this drive. Granville hasn't been the best at tackling, you know, wrapping up, you know, knocking the runner down at that point of initial contact. And then that's something that, you know, Valley is going to make you pay for, and they have done already greatly on this drive. But second and goal at the Granville 3, I mean, you've got to think probably 3 plays to get 3 yards here for the Panthers.
Second and goal. Galoni in the backfield with Rodgers. Waits for the snap. Gets it. Galoni off the right side. It is a touchdown for the Licking Valley Panthers. Let's just get our lunch pail, go to work, take the ball down the field, hammer it in for 6, and the Panthers are on the board at 5:29 first quarter.
Yeah, and they did that taking 6 minutes and 31 seconds off of the clock, more than half of the quarter. Only 2 passing plays, and you know, nothing really explosive. I mean, one, I think, was a wide receiver screen. One was just a little out for about 5 yards, and now what that drive does is it takes a lot of pressure off of Brody Rodgers for the second drive of the game. They can pass, throw, do whatever, because the defense is definitely going to be, you know, focused on stopping that rushing attack.
Justin McLean's extra point attempt is up, and it is good. Licking Valley comes to Granville, gets the ball first, and takes it right down the field, and they lead 7-0 over Granville. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Football, flannels, and falling prices. Been waiting to upgrade your garage door? Get the deal of the year with Central Ohio Garage Door and the Clopay Fall Rebate Event for unbeatable savings now through October 31st. Up to $1,000 rebates on qualifying Clopay purchases. These are major discounts for a limited time only. Invest in your home's value and curb appeal. Call Central Ohio Garage Door, 20 Anthony Drive, Newark, off Mount Vernon Road, and online at centralohiogaragedoor.com. Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licky Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
5:29 remains in this first quarter. 7-0. Licking Valley leads it. They will kick it off to the Blue Aces, and the return right up the middle to about the 26-yard line. That's where Granville will get the ball to start.
Yep.
And we've got, looks like, another flag come in.
That's going to go on Valley.
Personal foul?
Yeah, that's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct, I'm pretty sure.
So that'll be the third one in this first quarter alone. This will be the second one on Valley. The initial one was offsetting. So that will give the Blue Aces much better field position as they try to answer the touchdown drive by Licking Valley. 13 plays, 80 yards. Galoni caps it off with the 2-yard touchdown run, extra point good. So we'll see where they mark it. Should be about the 42-yard line, I would assume.
Yeah, and that's... Oh, yeah, late hit either way, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's just not a... Not the brightest play right there for Valley. I mean, you're now giving Granville great field position after you kind of given away a little bit of that momentum that you just had.
Well, I think it might be a flag fest. We're going to have offsides against Licking Valley. So back-to-back penalties before the offense even starts for Granville. They should have started at their 26. They'll now be at their 47-yard line to start this one.
Yeah, this is, I mean, ever since they scored, it's everything gone Granville's way without even snapping the football on offense.
And how about a third consecutive penalty? This will be a false start against Granville. Folks, we might be here a while this evening. And to see, it's going to be your fault because you brought up the light power outage that we had last year. So we're going to blame Garrett on this one. He blames me for missed extra points and all that. I'm blaming him if we're going to be here a while.
You can't. All right, you can't blame me unless the lights go out again or something.
Oh, I can. Trust me, I can. So we'll go back to the 42, and it will be first and 10. Well, this has now the chess match has gotten very interesting. In case you didn't hear it, Licking Valley brains their horns, and Coach Hinton went to the officials and said, that's not allowed. And the official over the PA system said there are no noisemakers allowed. We'll see how that continues. First and 10. Here's the handoff to Kirby along the left side. It gets a yard. We said there's a different vibe when these two teams get together, and we're seeing it early.
Yeah, that's interesting because I remember what the game we did at Valley a few weeks ago. Wasn't that when that rule was first implemented?
Yep. Now, it is an OHSAA rule across the board when you get to the postseason. And, oh, I didn't see that one coming early. Second down and 9 for Granville after the 1 yard run by Kirby at their 43. McMillan to throw. Good protection. He's got his man. Catch is made by the outstanding freshman who gets in to Licking Valley territory. That is Carter Ryan. He has stepped up in the absence of Jacob Culver, who is out again this evening. Hopefully we'll be back for senior night next week. But Ryan with a nice pickup on second down and 9 all the way to Valley's 42.
Yeah, it was just like a little crossing right across the middle. He was wide open. McMillan threw it right on the money, and that's what you need to do, right? Just get your quarterback, complete some high percentage throws, get him some confidence going, then also, as well, keep Valley's defense guessing.
Kirby on the left side. Breaks a couple of tackles, but then his gang tackle getting inside the 40, and the referee is moving in quickly to avoid any other potential issues going on. And even if he stopped two or three times, you got to just keep giving him the rock.
Right, yeah. Even if he loses a yard or two on certain carries, that's not going to deter you from using Kyle Kirby in the running game. And you got to think, too, the longer this game goes on, you know, you're hopeful that Granville offense, and this goes for both Granville and Licking Valley's offenses, but, you know, you wear down that defense, and then the holes will start to open up bigger for Kyle Kirby.
Second down, 7 from the Valley 39. A lot of movement up front. Here's Kirby taking two or three Panthers to bring him down, but they do a good job not letting him explode past into the secondary. It'll be a third down and a long 5 for Granville, probably in four down territory from here. Even though Bodie can boom it, I don't know that you're going to have to score points in this one.
Right, I think, yeah, pending a sack or a negative play, you're probably going for it. So, you know, you keep that in mind, right? So, really, it's second down and 5 here. You got two plays to pick up 5 yards, so you could decide to run it again here if you'd like, if you're Granville.
McMillan looking over at the sideline for the call. Gets it on this third down, 5 seconds on the play clock. He will go back to throw. He's got pressure, swings it out to Kirby, and I think that was deflected, and it goes incomplete.
Yeah, that's a big deflection that time by the Panthers defense. I mean, right, if Kirby gets that ball out of the backfield, he's probably got enough to pick up the first down.
So it is fourth down and five. 3 minutes in a quick-moving first quarter. 7-0, Valley leads it. Granville looks to go for it, at least initially here on this fourth down and five from the Valley 38. McMillan gets the play in. Trips to the near side. One wide out to the far side. Kirby on the left shoulder of Jackson McMillan on this fourth down. He will go back to throw. It comes a blitz. It is picked up. Fires. He's got a man wide open. And it's Ryan. He makes a couple of men miss. 10-5. Hustle. Blue Aces. Carter Ryan, the freshman, with a 38-yard touchdown grab. And both teams scoring on their opening possession. Valley leads at 7-6 with the extra point on the way.
Yeah, it's a Carter Ryan coming out party here tonight. Valley wasn't prepared for him, obviously, on that opening drive. He made all the big plays for Valley, or for Granville, excuse me, on that drive.
Bodie Shope's on for the extra point to tie this one up. What an answer on fourth down. 38-yard pass. McMillan to Ryan. Shopes is ready. Snap down. Kick on the way. And that is perfect. 2:52 opening quarter. 7-7 our score here from Granville between the Blue Aces and the Panthers. The blitz was picked up nicely. And, yeah, he was wide open along the right side.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, both these defenses giving up opening drive touchdowns. Adjustments are going to have to be made. Valley's defense really just giving up the big plays through the air. And Granville's defense is giving up that long drive primarily on the ground. So we'll see what adjustments get made up here. But I would expect, though, with Valley getting ready to see how they respond on offense, I expect them on this drive to start to throw it more on their second drive, just because how much they've ran on their opening drive, just from what I've seen watching their games over the past couple years.
It's early, but did you think, I guess on that drive, that the emotion and the intensity of this game rattled, not necessarily rattled Licking Valley, but again, they committed more penalties than Granville so far. Maybe a little too hyped up?
Well, sometimes I can get you, right?
You know,
trying to prove too much of a point. I mean, I think it kind of getting that personal foul on the kickoff is brutal, right? I mean,
yeah.
That's just, you're just giving up 15 yards of additional field position, right? And then, too, I mean, you had all the momentum in the world, and then it's pretty much the equivalent of giving up a big kickoff return, right? So they lost a little bit of momentum from that. I think that's what really kind of maybe started deteriorating that drive really before it even started for the Panthers.
Well, it was a 58-yard drive in eight plays. Again, capped off by the 38-yard touchdown strike, McMillan to Ryan. And we are tied at seven with 2:52 remaining in this first quarter. Shopes is ready. All indications is this one will go into the end zone one more time, but we'll see if he does anything unique on this kickoff. He's ready. Tees it up. And it will not. Way back up there. High school football scoreboard show tonight, 9-11. Mark Bruce, Lee Waller. As we get closer and closer to the end of the regular season, they'll have all the key matchups for you as they'll look at league races, computer playoff points, all that and more. 9-11, the high school football scoreboard show. Mark and Lee on our sister station, T100. So second time Granville. We'll see if they can stop Licking Valley here on offense. First and 10, Panthers have the ball at the 20. They just took it 80 yards and 13 plays. Let's see what happens round two. Rogers in the gun. Two wideouts split to each side. He's got Galone with him in the backfield. Rogers will roll right, looking to throw. Nobody really open, so he's going to keep it. Now he'll, at the very last minute, will throw, and I think the catch is made at around the 45-yard line. What a play by Rogers and the wide receiver. It's on the far side. I'm checking to see who that was.
Oh, there's a flag, though.
This is coming back. Was he past the line of scrimmage?
Might just be. Yeah, I think he was, yeah.
That had to be close. So that is going to be an illegal forward pass which is a loss of down. And I believe we're going to take a look here, see how close that was, as he took a lot of time to roll out. I think it probably was the right call.
Yeah,
looked like the whole body was past the line of scrimmage. So it'll be a five-yard walk-off and loss of down. Makes it second and 15 for Granville. Licking Valley at the Licking Valley 15-yard line.
And that's a big penalty, right? Just because you do lose the five and the loss of down. So it's basically the equivalent of taking a sack right there on first down.
This time they'll hand it off to Galone, and he will get up to about the 18-yard line. But, Garrett, this is what you talked about for Granville's defense. Here's your first, third, and long.
Yeah, it doesn't get much easier if you're Granville, right? Right now you're not going to get many third and 11s, I don't think, for this Valley offense. So you got to make the most of these opportunities, and you got to get off the field when you do have the Panthers in a third and 10-plus situation.
Trips to the far side, one wide out to the near side with Galone with Rogers this time on his left shoulder on third down and 12. Rogers straight back to throw, pretty good protection, looking over the middle, nobody open. He'll roll right, still looking. Kirby chases him. Kirby gets him at the 19. Boy, that speed at the end. It looked like Rogers might have an angle, and Kirby said not having any of it.
Well, I'll tell you, they put Kirby as a spy that time for Rogers, and he stayed incredibly disciplined, right, making sure Rogers was in front of him, and only decided to pursue once he knew Rogers was basically sold out and running the football. He did a great job of stopping him and not letting him get out in front of him or breaking the tackle.
So they get off the field and should have pretty good field position, as Valley will be punting this from about their 5-yard line. As the three and out really impacted by that penalty. High snap, but no pressure. Kick is away. End over end. Let's see what type of bounce it will take. A little sidewise. Then it will go for Licking Valley and will go down to the 38 of Granville with a minute remaining in this first quarter, tied at 7. So Granville gets the ball for the second time in this opening stanza, scoring on their first drive with a fourth down touchdown pass. And we talked about Jackson McMillan needing to step up. So far, so good.
Yeah, he looked good. And then, finding Carter Ryan for two big plays. And, I mean, he's just a freshman, but he's got size and speed. They may find their next one here. Really, Granville taking a look at him. It looks at 6 foot 175, just as a freshman.
First and 10, Granville at the 38. McMillan gets the snap. Here's the handoff to Kirby. Got hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he will lose a couple. Great pursuit that time by Brody Barrows. And it'll be a loss of a yard, second down and 11.
Yeah, and that's a big play that time by that Panther defense. Kind of felt the momentum starting to shift here a bit. But big play that time by the Panthers, halts it, and now puts Granville in a bit of an uncomfortable situation here, second down and about 11.
From their 37-yard line, 26 seconds remain, first quarter, tied at 7. McMillan to throw. Good protection, but the pass almost intercepted. Griffin Williams just read that perfectly, jumped the route, goes off his hands, incomplete. Boy, that would have been a game changer right there.
Yeah, that would have. Blues is very fortunate that one fell incomplete. That time, I think McMillan just, following that, following his receiver with his eyes too much that time, right? Kind of just stared down his receiver. That allowed the Panther defender really just to, have that ability to jump that route.
So it's third and long this time for Granville at their 37-yard line. 20 seconds remain, first quarter. McMillan waits for the snap. Four-man rush. Swings it out to Kirby. Kirby breaks a couple of tackles, gets across the 40 to about the 43-yard line, and that will be the final play of this first quarter. Well, we expected a good one, and we have a good one with one quarter in the books at Walter J. Hodges Stadium. Tied at 7, Granville and Licking Valley on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
At the Energy Cooperative, our propane members enjoy clean fuel, competitive rates, and a dependable supply all from a trusted local provider. Whether you need metered service or bulk delivery for your home, business, or farm, we've got you covered. Right now, take advantage of introductory rates as low as $1.69 per gallon. Visit myenergycoop.com/propane or call us at 740-344-2102 to learn more. The Energy Cooperative, safe, reliable, trusted, local.
This is Chris from KSEPS Auto Body. KSEPS as a company, we're growing really rapidly and going through a lot of very good changes. Our entire goal is to grow and get better and serve our customers better. We are very proud to be GM certified, and what that means is that we can fix your C8 Corvette. We have the special tools, we have the training, and we'll be able to get those back on the road.
KSEPS Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSEPS, quality you can trust.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by KSEPS Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on K98.7.
Just about to start the second quarter here at Granville, tied at 7, the Blue Aces and the Licking Valley Panthers. Well, when you're the first person in your school to do something special, you should get recognized, don't you think, Garrett?
Yes.
We will do that Monday at the Licking County Locker Room. We'll be highlighting Watkins Memorial and girls tennis because Nora Greenan is the first tennis player, girls tennis player at Watkins Memorial to qualify for the state tournament. And we'll talk to her and her head coach at Ship Brothers Live 6:30 here on Kate 98.7, as she qualified this past week. And they get to play down in Cincinnati where they host the Cincinnati Open. So she gets to play where Serena has played and Novak Djokovic and some of the other Hall of Famers. So a great honor for her, and we're looking forward to speaking to her Monday, Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers at 6:30 here on Kate 98.7. Fourth down for Granville after the 5-yard pickup from Kyle Kirby on the screen pass, so they will punt things away. Standing at the 30-yard line. Kick is away. Good high kick. Booming kick. Way up in the air, and it will bounce and looks to be downed at about the 3-yard line. Bodie Shopes is a weapon, not a secret weapon. Everybody knows he can kick it. That was an outstanding kick. And I think Evan Lohr wanted to grab it and make the fair catch, but it was so high up, it's like, I don't want to take the chance.
Yeah, that was one of the prettiest punts we've seen. Yeah, very high, had the distance too, and then two, the bounce. I mean, it didn't just go flying into the end zone. Kind of took an upwards bounce, and it sets up now the Panthers, what is that, about the 3-yard line.
Yeah.
So they forcing now the Panthers go distance of the field. They're backed up. This is the dangerous area, too, for any offense to operate from.
Rodgers, handoff, Galoney on the left side, breaks a couple of nice tackles, and that is a outstanding run on first down up to about the 10.
Yeah, that gives you a good bit amount of breathing room, too, right there for Licking Valley. So now you have a little bit more room for your offense to operate. But, yeah, I mean, Galoney, he's been doing a great job running the football. The offensive line for the Panthers doing a great job. The only reason really why that previous drive, they went 3-and-out, is because of that illegal forward pass on first down.
Second down and 3 from the 10. Rodgers gets the snap. He will keep it, and he will get the first down. Lowers his head, and a good pickup to about the 20. And a little talking afterwards, but Russ will let that go. I think this will settle down now after that first quarter, but a nice run by Rodgers. So two rushing plays, and they're out to the 20.
Yeah, I mean, no need to throw it, right? I mean, they decided to throw it, but on that second drive, and then result in that legal forward pass kind of blew the whole drive up. So I don't see Valley deciding to maybe air it out unless they're in a situation, you know, third and long type situation, or they need to pick up a big chunk of yards. So Granville's been having a hard time stopping the run tonight. If you're Valley, it's just wise to continue running the football.
First and 10 at the 20. Here's Galoney. Before that, we're going to have stoppage of play. I wonder if it was delay of game on the Panthers. Yep, that is. So second time they've had a 5-yard penalty, which sets back their offensive possession, so it'll move it back to the 15. I wanted to ask you, because it seems like Galoni is going off the right side and up the middle, and Rogers is going off the left side. Do you think that's, again, just to keep Granville's defense off balance so they don't adjust to one side?
Yeah. I think, if you notice that, I'm sure Granville's starting to notice it too, but, yeah, something like that, just keeping Granville from over-pursuing, right, one certain angle.
And here's a good handoff and a huge run. Here goes Galoni. 40, midfield, 45, 40, 30. Looking to make contact, breaks two tackles, takes it inside the 15-yard line. A mammoth run. Just when we said, oh, he's not flashy. Well, that's pretty explosive right there. What a change of field position. And inside the red zone, here come the Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, that was just a huge hole on that left side. I mean, just broke one tackle, and then he was off to the races, basically. Granville fortunate to basically catch up with him and bring him down before he reached the end zone.
Going to say, unofficially, 72 yards on that run. First and 10, Panthers at the 13. Rogers. He will keep it. Breaks two tackles, and Rogers into the end zone. They started at the 3. Four plays later, 97 yards, they take the lead. Stunner here at Walter J. Hodges Stadium. Absolute stunner.
Yeah, they basically just did what you mentioned, right? Galoni left, Rogers right, and Granville just still no answer for that rushing attack that Valley has shown them on their two scoring drives.
So McLean will come on for the extra point and try to make it a 7-point lead again for Valley. Snap down, kick on the way, up, and good. 9:46, second quarter. Momentum back on the side of the Panthers. They lead at 14-7 on the high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
Licky Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Licking County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike's.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Four plays, 97 yards. That's right, four plays, 97 yards. Ended with a 13-yard quarterback keep by Brody Rogers. Extra point is good. 14-7, but Galoni getting it done. He had two of those runs for 79 yards. The big one, 72 yards, when it was first and 15. So you think, again, this is why you just don't know about high school football. You're thinking Granville's in the catbird seat here, first and long, and one huge running play, and the Panthers are back up by seven.
Yeah, and that was a 97-yard drive, right? That drive started at Valley's 3.
Yep.
And I got to just think, man, that's a little demoralizing for that Granville defense. I mean, to do it in four plays all on the ground, I mean, they've got to make some adjustments to figure out a way to stop that rushing attack for the Panthers. Or, I mean, there's no stopping them. They won't be able to win this game if they can't stop the rush.
Well, Granville, four straight consecutive games, has scored 40 points or more, and they're looking like they're going to be able to do that again this evening. Short kickoff, and Granville will have pretty good field position at their 39-yard line. This series How even has it been? The last 10 meetings, 5 each getting victories, and 5 of those contests of the 10, 1-score contests. So it is the best of the best when these two usually get together. First and 10, Blue Aces at their 39-yard line, trailing 14-7 at 9:41 before halftime. Jackson McMillan, junior quarterback for the Blue Aces. Hand off to Kirby on the right side. Kyle puts his head down. This is him breaking a couple of tackles, and he will have enough for a Blue Aces first down, getting 10 on that pickup.
Yeah, best rush of the night so far for the Blue Aces, and a great way to respond to a good rushing attack by the Panthers is to show one of your own. So the Blue Aces, yeah, I think they need to start to get Kyle Kirby going. Not only, you know, for your offense, but two, I think, to keep that Valley offense off the field for as long as possible while you, you know, figure out a way to adjust that offense.
At midfield, first and 10, Granville. McMillan, and we might have a
false start.
Looked like it was just a slight delay on getting the snap, so it'll move it back. And Coach Boffman talked about in the pregame, Garrett, again, bad plays, how do you respond? And I think both teams have responded okay so far.
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been too much. I mean, there has been some shifts in momentum, but, yeah, once one team gets some momentum, seems like the other team comes in and swoops it right back. Right now, momentum is going to Valley. They have the lead, but we'll see now what the Blue Aces can do. They did pick up a first down, but, yeah, that penalty, it's going to make it hard now, not helping themselves out at all.
At the 45, first and 15, it's Kirby looking to make something happen. Breaks a couple of tackles, still going. Gets the penalty yard back and then some as he gets into Panther territory to the 46-yard line.
Now Kyle Kirby that time once again picking up 10 yards, gets the penalty yardage back in an additional 5. So helps them out a lot. Second down and 5 here. So playbook is still open. And, I mean, we'll see what they decide to do. I mean, I would like to see still McMillan, you know, throwing the ball a little bit here and there, but Kirby has been having a pretty good drive so far.
Second and 5 at the Valley 45. 8 minutes remain second quarter, 14-7. Panthers lead the Blue Aces. Kirby on the left side. A hard-earned couple of yards there. Actually, I think they're going to mark him back to the 44. He was able to stumble forward to about the 42, but I guess they'll say his knee was down, so it'll be 3rd and 4.
And this is kind of the awkward part of the field because I feel like it's like just a bit too far to go for it on 4th down here. So a big 3rd down here for Granville, because there's only 7:30 to go here in the second quarter. And Valley won, so they can bleed basically the remainder of the clock back on offense.
3rd down, 4 at the Panther 44. McMillan gets the play call in. Hand off, Kirby pushes forward. Looking at the spot, I think it's enough.
Right at the marker. I think he's saying it might just be a bit short.
Wow. I mean, if it's short,
it's inches.
It's really right there.
You gonna get a measurement?
No. 4th. Maybe 5 inches. Granville will go for it. Tush push. Yes. McMillan gets the call and hold everything.
I think get timeout.
I think yes. Yeah. Licking Valley will call a timeout. We'll keep it right here. I mean, it's 4th and very, very short. You could try and mix it up and have McMillan run it, but I just don't know how you stop Kirby this short.
Well, you know, you could do a direct snap to Kirby.
You could.
And just run it that way. I would probably actually maybe shift towards that here. And this, because, I mean, you really want, like, if you give this, you don't pick this up. I mean, the way the Valley offense is operating, giving them a short field is not going to be doing your defense any favors. And also, too, with 6:43 remaining, you know, if they're able to put together, you know, 9-10 play drive, won't give your offense much time left if they do at all. So this is a big 4th down here in this game.
I think they're having more conversation about the noise.
Yeah?
Granville's out there talking to the officials.
Three lips over there?
Well, I just... You didn't come to the huddle at all. And we'll see if there's any more announcement. But I'm leaning to the fact that I think it is about the noise. Now, I've not heard the true horns.
Right.
You do have the plastic horns that they're since making noise
the,
with.
Yeah, the, since the beginning of the game.
And so we'll, there's not been any announcement. But we'll see. All right, back to action. Fourth and very, very short for Granville at the 41. Hand off Kirby. And I'll tell you what, Garrett, I think they stopped it.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, my goodness, what a bull rush by the Valley defense. He had about four guys right there. Kyle couldn't do anything, and Licking Valley with a mammoth stop on defense.
Yeah, that's a huge stop there. I mean, the defensive line just absolutely overpowered the offensive line. They knew what was coming, and by the time Kirby got the ball, I mean, there was nowhere to go.
No, I think there was four white jerseys waiting for him, and there was no, I mean, he just tried to push forward as best he could, but they just met him head on, and a turnover on downs. Here comes Licking Valley up 14-7 with the ball at their 41. Do they go for the home run? Rogers in the gun. And before that, let's have another flag, and we're going to have a legal false start against Licking Valley. That might change some things, and we have a Panther player down as well. He is getting back up. Hopefully we'll be okay. One of the linemen, and now they're actually going to stop play. Check and see who that is. That is Hunter White that is going to need some help. And they will take him off to the sideline with a little bit of help.
And it's one of the seniors you got on your line there for Licking Valley. The offensive line that's been playing, I mean, lights out.
Yeah.
I mean, they have played, if not their best game, pretty close to it tonight. I mean, you're playing Granville, at, you know, going into their stadium, and you've been able to run the ball at will against their defense.
So first and 15 for Valley at their 36. That was probably one of the better defensive plays. We talked about one of the best punts we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
That was a just awesome defensive play by Valley. Now can they capitalize, or can Granville slow down this offense? And here's an inside handoff. Deloney, not much there. Maybe back to the line, and that's it.
And good job by Granville stopping them short. Or really just at the line of scrimmage there. Now it sets up second and 15. It's important, too. Now Granville, you know, win this second down as well, right? Make this a third and long situation. We've yet to really see Brody Rogers in, you know, a third and long situation. The previous time that it was, you know, third and 11, they weren't able to convert it. So try to make this a third long if you can, if you're Granville. Try to best chance to get off the field.
Second and 14. Deloney breaks one tackle, but here comes the swarm of Blue Aces, and they will stop him for little to no gain. So it is going to be third down and about 13 at the 38. So again, an opportunity for Licking Valley to maybe, well, at least go up two scores, but then that penalty just kind of set them back, and we'll see what happens on third and long here.
Yeah, that's really been the only bad part of their game tonight. Some penalties, six penalties, very uncharacteristic for the Panthers. But now, yeah, third and 12. I mean, if you can't do it now, when can you do it, right, if you're this Granville defense?
Rogers, back to throw. Got some pressure. It's going to be a screen to Galone. Not much up there. He does make a couple men miss, and he breaks two tackles into Granville territory and gets a first down basically on his own there, Garrett.
Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, Granville looked like they knew the screen was coming. They only rushed three. They had three guys out on that left side of the field to meet Galone, but he just was able to break the tackles and push forward for the first down. He easily probably could have been brought down about 5 yards short, but just the missed tackles too tonight by that Granville defense has, we're seeing, extend these Panthers drives offensively.
A huge third and 13 pickup into Granville territory. Galone, 45, 44-yard line for 3 yards there. And again, this might be a situation. Galone, he's had a nice year, but everyone's talking about Kirby running the football. He wants to show something tonight, and he is. And we do have a Granville player down, because he's running very hard and extremely well.
Yeah, he's been, I mean, he's been really the MVP tonight for Licking Valley. Picking up, I mean, he had that huge, 70-yard run on the previous drive, and then really just getting those yards after catching the screen pass there, extending the drive. Not only, I mean, just being able to bleed some more time off the clock, even just that, just big in a game like this.
We'll take a break, 4.5 to play, second quarter, 14-7. Licking Valley leads it on the High School Football Game of the Week on Tate 98.7.
Lucart Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. This earned distinction means you'll receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system. Call Lucart Heating and Cooling at 740-344-5497 and ask about rebates, or visit LucartHeating.com to learn more about how we can make your home's comfort perfect. Ohio License 38151.
This is Chris from KSEPS Auto Body. KSEPS as a company, we're growing really rapidly and going through a lot of very good changes. Our entire goal is to grow and get better and serve our customers better. We are very proud to be GM certified, and what that means is that we can fix your C8 Corvette. We have the special tools, we have the training, and we'll be able to get those back on the road.
KSEPS Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSEPS, quality you can trust.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licking Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Well, unfortunately, we've had a couple of players injured on both sides that have had to be helped off. Ben Breckenridge for Granville is being helped off to the sidelines here with looks like an apparent leg injury. Wishing him the best, and hopefully he will be able to come back, but they'll have to look at him for a bit. So when we return to action here, it'll be second down for Valley at the Granville 44-yard line, second and seven, leading 14-7 with 4.5 to play here in this second quarter. Valley has two timeouts left, Granville with all three, but Valley would love to bleed this all the way down if they can and get another score. Rogers throws, catch made. Silas Kyle gets a couple of yards, but a good one-on-one tackle there by Granville prevented anything else. Landon Goss made the nice one-on-one stop.
Yeah, well, that tackle forces a third down right there. So being able to, you know, at least chance to possibly, you know, at least force a fourth down conversion that time for Granville is big.
Third down and three. A short three at the Blue Aces 39-yard line for the Panthers. Coming in 7-0, ranked 11th in the AP poll in Division III. Here's the third down call. A lot of movement up front. Let's see who jumped first. Waiting for the signal. Offsides, Granville. That means it's an automatic first down. Let's pause for station identification on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254 CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle. Waddle J. Hodges Stadium, 14-7. Valley leads it over the Blue Aces. 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go before the break. Valley on the move after getting the first down on the offsides. Rogers to throw. Pumps once. Looking. Nobody's open. Lot of time to throw the football. Now he'll decide to run it on the left side. Gets one block. Gets to the 30. 25. 20. Breaks a couple of tackles. Inside the 20. Inside the 15 to about the 14-yard line. Making something happen, Brody Rogers.
Yeah, the offensive line that time, I mean, just basically created that because it looked like, I mean, he pumped. It looked like he was going to run. There was nowhere to run at first. Then he was looking, and then he just decided to run it to the left side. But it took about, you know, 6, 7, 8 seconds for that play to develop. And during that, Rogers, under no pressure whatsoever, so that Licking Valley offensive line, been doing a great job not only with, you know, running the football, but also pass protection.
at the Blue Aces 13-yard line, first and 10. Rodgers hits an end around and getting a pretty good pickup on first down that time for Licking Valley. Braden Barrows, and Barrows will go along the far side there, see where they officially mark it. Looks about a 6-yard pickup, so second down and 4. Ball will be marked at the 6-yard line of the Blue Aces. And the clock is running, under 2.5 to play.
And this is a point where, you know, if you're Granville, you're thinking, you know, if you can't stop the run realistically, I mean, you just still let him score here, right? Try to get the ball back to at least try to, you know, do something on offense before the half.
At the 6, second down, inside handoff. And I think that was a lineman that might have got in the fullback spot and maybe got a yard or two. And they're going to stop play for a second to unscramble a couple folks who are tangled together. But I think maybe that was Colin McKenzie. Yep, they're going to say Colin McKenzie. So a little bit of a twist there from Coach Boffman. So it's third down and 2 from the 5. 90 seconds to go. So they're doing exactly what they want to do here.
Well, I'll tell you, I would start to use my timeouts if I'm Granville and Coach Hinton here, if they don't pick this up, or even if they do pick this up.
Third down, 2 from the 5. Galone gets a couple of nice blocks and is able to elude one guy. Should be enough for a first down, I think.
Yeah.
See where they mark it, and the clock will stop while they move. Well, they won't move the change because it'll be first and goal. And it is. First and goal, Licking Valley. Just inside the 3, under a minute to play.
Yeah, I would have burned a timeout there if I'm Coach Hinton. I mean, you got 3. You know, they don't carry over,
they
right?
They do not. They do not. Clock is under 50 seconds. Granville does have all 3 timeouts. 10 seconds to go on the play clock. It is a tight full house backfield. Brody Rogers goes under center. 3 seconds on the play clock. And I think somebody finally decided to call a timeout, which Granville does with 2 seconds on the play clock. And they'll stop it at 37 seconds. So in that case, you let a lot of time burn.
Well, yeah, in that case, you just let it go, right? Unless you didn't
so.
See something pre-snap that you didn't like. But, yeah, the reason for calling the timeouts there, right, you would have had, it was around a minute 10, minute 11 where they picked up the first down. You got 3 timeouts, so, you know, say Valley scores right here, right? Well, at least now you have a minute, 10 seconds, and 2 timeouts to work with. Now if Valley scores, you have about 30 seconds to work with, right? So nothing really. And now it's still 2 timeouts. So now there's nothing really to do, right? You're going to throw your offense out there 30 seconds. Not going to be enough time to get anything going. So,
I mean, you do have a great kicker. So maybe that's what you're – but it's going to be a long field goal attempt.
Well, yeah, I mean,
if
and
you
that's,
get to that point.
Right, and that's will be 30 seconds, right, to get into field goal range. Less than 30 seconds, right? So
well, you'll see Joe Flacco do that on Sunday. He'll get him into range real quick for the Bengals.
Well, can he be any worse than Jake Browning?
Cannot. Cannot. First and goal, Valley at the 3. Under center, it's Rogers. Handoff, Galone, and touchdown, Licking Valley. Off the right side, his second touchdown, and the Panthers expand their lead to 20-7. With 34 seconds remaining before halftime. So that was, again, they made the stop, but then you had the penalty. They had third and long. The screen pass gets it, and then they take it into the end zone for 6.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say the key play on that drive was, yeah, the play you just mentioned, the screen pass. It was third and 12, I believe. And it looked like, to me at least, Granville was expecting a screenplay or something of the sort. I mean, they only rushed 3, right? So usually when you get burnt on the screenplay, you blitz. They didn't blitz, they only rushed 3, but it was just the broken tackles by Jelani, which it allowed him to extend the play and pick up just enough yards to get that first. Then after they got that first, I feel like it kind of just, you know, boosted their drive. And then they were able to bleed the clock, and they did exactly what they wanted. Scoring a touchdown with 34 seconds left. I mean, you really can't get any more perfect than that if you're the Panthers.
McLean does tack on the extra point, so it's 21-7, Licking Valley. And we've seen them a couple times this year. They just continue to impress. Just do what they need to do. Take control of the football game, and that's what they're doing right now here on the road at Granville.
Yeah, and I mean, Granville did defer, so they do get the ball to start the second half, and I mean, you have a great field goal kicker. You could try to get into range, but, you know, I don't know about you, I got maybe a little bit of PTSD from the last time they tried a field goal kick right before halftime. I know it's been a while, but, you know, that playoff game against Dover felt like it was, what, just a one-score game at halftime. They try to kick the field goal, gets blocked and returned for a touchdown. So I'd say if it's a reasonable field goal length, go for it. But it's going to be hard. I mean, you got 34 seconds, only two timeouts to try to get into range, but it's definitely worth a shot if you're the Blue Aces.
See what Levi Lewis does here on this kickoff for Licking Valley. He kicked it short last time. See if he tries to go deep this time, and he does. And it will be fielded at about the 11-yard line. And pretty good coverage there by the Panthers. Actually, great coverage. Just getting above the 20. And that might change your philosophy, too, because now you're down to 28 seconds. You do have the two timeouts, but that was good coverage that time by the Panthers.
Yep, great coverage. Did what you needed to do, too, in that situation, because you can't let a big kickoff return happen and spark this Blue Aces offense right before halftime to try to get into field goal range. So, I mean, if you're the Panthers, you can give up, you know, about 35-40 yards here, but you don't want to be put in a situation like that. But I'm sure, you know, extra cushion, keep everything in front of you. If you're the Blue Aces, just don't turn it over.
McMillan from his 21, looking, and he'll throw a back screen, and Licking Valley was right there. And that might change everything you want to do, because it's a loss of yardage. Down to 14 seconds. Doesn't look like Granville is going to stop the clock, because that was a negative play, making it second down and 12. They do line up 7 seconds, 6 seconds. I don't think they're going to snap it here. I wouldn't snap it.
You could just try Hail Mary, but
nope.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to end. And there looked like there was some confusion there, too. And there's a couple helmets that have come off for Granville here. They're frustrated. Can they regroup at halftime? Licking Valley coming here to town, doing what they wanted to do. Offensively and defensively, they take a 21-7 lead at halftime. We'll recap the first half after this timeout on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Score big on Football Friday Night at Widener's Corner Grill and Pub. Located at the intersection of Routes 37 and 256, just 8 miles south of I-70. Best breakfast around, 6 a.m. daily. Fuel up with our delicious pizza, wings, and the famous Andy the Bear Burger. Enjoy daily and nightly specials before or after the game. Heading to Buckeye Lake? Swing by our drive-thru for bait, beverages, and more. Join us at Widener's Corner for a winning night.
Our local teams dominate the field. Win Waste Innovations dominates waste removal. They tackle your toughest disposal challenges with championship-level service for homes and businesses. From residential pickup to commercial solutions, they're the all-pro team you can trust. Score big with reliable local service that keeps our community clean. Visit win-waste.com or call 866-WIN-WASTE. And good luck to all our area teams this season. Go get that win.
Listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on Kate 98.7.
Back here at Granville, it's 21-7. Licking Valley leads the Blue Aces. Licking Valley got the ball first to start, and they took it right down the field. 13 plays, 80 yards, capped off by a touchdown run by Donovan Galone, and they led 7-0. Granville came right back and had a 4th-and-5 from the Panther 38-yard line, and Jackson McMillan was able to connect with Carter Ryan from 38 yards out. Extra point by Bodie Shodes was good. We were tied at 7. Then both defenses stepped up and forced 3-and-outs, and Granville's 3-and-out led to a booming punt by Shopes, and Licking Valley had it at their 3-yard line. Then, after a 7-yard run by Galoney, a 20-yard run by Brody Rogers, a 5-yard penalty, had it first and 15 at the Panther 15-yard line, and Galoney takes it 72 yards to the 13 of Granville. Rogers follows with a 13-yard scamper into 14-7. That was one of the big plays. The next big play was fourth and inches for Granville at the Valley 41-yard line. Kyle Kirby is stopped short. Then they are able to convert third and long. Valley is. They take it down. A touchdown run makes it 21-7 right before halftime. So besides one possession where they had to punt it, Valley's keeping this game short. Few possessions, but when they have it, they're doing what they want to do.
Yeah, they've been dominating the rushing attack and the time of possession on offense, and that's exactly what you want to do when you travel and play a game on the road, especially against a great opponent like Granville. For Valley, I mean, they've been able to convert on third down, 3-for-4 on third down, and on that previous drive, third and 12, a huge third down conversion, just because Granville wasn't able to get Valley in those third and long situations. I believe they've only had them in 2 third and 10 plus situations all game long. They got off the field on their second drive from it, but on the last drive right before halftime, they gave it up, which resulted in a touchdown. I mean, that we talked about a little bit before the game, you know, what's kind of, you know, going to be the thing to look at, the Valley offense and the Granville defense. I said the defense, and right now Valley's been having their way with the Granville defense pretty much like they have with every other opponent so far this season. And that's going to have to change for Granville if they want a chance to come back in this game. Another 21-point half will not cut it for the Blue Aces. But offensively for Granville, they had a good opening drive to respond to that Valley opening touchdown. But after that, this one wasn't able to get too much going. They got stuffed on that fourth and short play. Their offensive line just hasn't been able to put, I think, a consistent drive forward, right? You're wanting to run with Kyle Kirby. That's your main focus. He hasn't really had too much of a say tonight for the most part. I mean, he had a couple good big runs in that second quarter, but nothing really of note. McMillan's going to have to make some plays with his arm, and unfortunately it's kind of in a situation, right, that you are kind of having to put more pressure than you would like on him because you're down 2 scores, but you do get the ball to start out the second half. I don't think you need to, switch everything up coming out of the locker room, but you definitely need to play some urgency on this opening drive and try to cut this game down to a one-possession game.
But right now, Valley is controlling the line of scrimmage. I mean, the holes opening up for Galoney and Rogers. You talked about in the pregame, can you stop the run? And right now, the answer is no. And then for Valley, Kirby's had a couple of runs, as you alluded to, and McMillan's had decent time to throw the football, but when they had to step up on that fourth and short, man, did they just blow Granville off the line and make a huge play.
Yeah, I think that's kind of when, you're talking about momentum shifts. At that time in the game, it was 14-7 in favor of Valley. You felt like maybe Granville on that drive, they picked up 2 first downs prior to the game, stuffed on fourth down. You're thinking if they could convert this fourth down, they probably were going to be able to get in the end zone. But Valley stepped up. I mean, that's really the play of the night. I think that and then the 3rd and 12 are the 2 biggest plays so far of the night for Valley, which really helped them extend their lead. So, yeah, I mean, Granville's going to have to figure out a way to slow down Valley's rushing attack offensively and force, 3rd and long situations, force, Brody Rogers to throw the football if they can. But in order to do so, they're going to need their offense, too, to try to get this in a closer game.
21-7, Licking Valley leads Granville. After this timeout, we'll continue our halftime with Tonight in High School Football with Skip Mazet from the Ohio News Network. That's next on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. V-E-R-S-O-V-A.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Chris from KSEPS Auto Body. KSEPS as a company, we're growing really rapidly and going through a lot of very good changes. Our entire goal is to grow and get better and serve our customers better. We are very proud to be GM certified, and what that means is that we can fix your C8 Corvette. We have the special tools, we have the training, and we'll be able to get those back on the road.
KSEPS Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSEPS, quality you can trust.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Bex Hybrids. Now here's your host, Skip Mossick.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tonight in High School Football's Halftime Report. This evening, we'll talk some Licking County High School Football and a coaching legend that hits a milestone this season with longtime reporter Brian Mays. That is next on the Ohio News Network.
Friday night, Under the Lights reminds us teamwork, dedication, and community start in our schools. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Winson, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we are proud to sponsor tonight's game and even prouder to support our public schools. Whether it's touchdowns or textbooks, success starts with a strong foundation. From the classroom to the end zone, we believe in every student's potential. Because in Ohio, public education matters.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision and every season.
Carpenters Market in Somerset, proud supporter of all area high school football teams, invites you to stop in and stock up on all the meat, deli, and dairy items you need. They're open 7 days a week and have the best selection of local produce and local beef. While you're in the store, be sure to check out their weekly specials. You'll save real money on their discounted meat boxes. They're the ideal place to stock up for the colder weather to come. Look for Carpenters Market on Facebook and at 103 South Columbus Street in Somerset.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Licking County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on K98.7.
This is Tonight in High School Football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, they are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. Halftime of your game. We are joined for a few minutes this evening by Brian Mays, talking some Licking County area high school football tonight. And, you know, Brian, let's start with Licking Valley. We're unbelievably, they are celebrating Coach Randy Boffman's 50th season coaching high school football. 50 years. My goodness, how much more does this guy have in the tank?
Well, you know, I asked him that in the preseason, Skip, and thanks again for this opportunity. And he said, you know, I just kind of take it day by day. I really don't have any plans moving forward. I still love it. Is it a grind? Yes, but he loves being around the team. The community truly supports him. I don't think he has any chance of wanting to slow down anytime soon, but then again, when you have a milestone like this, and if they get a run, if they capture the LCL championship, make a run in the region, there's probably the opportunity, but I'll tell you what, the juicers are still going with Coach Baughman as we speak.
Well, Brian, why would you say his teams have had so much success over the years?
I think because he's adapting to the talent that he has. You have a lot of coaches that it's their style. This is how they're going to run things. Coach Baughman has done I formation. He's done spread. He's done different things with defenses. He's able to adapt to the talent that is provided him, and I think that's one reason that makes him so special. The other part of this is the kids, their parents, their grandparents have all bought into this system, and he's been able to make it to the state finals a couple of times, coming up a bit short. But when you've had that success at a small community like he's had in Hanover, where year in and year out, you know you're going to get the best from this team, I just think that once you get him part of the program, you're going to listen to this guy, you're going to believe in him, he's got your best interest at heart, and the trust factor has truly been there over these decades between the coach, his coaching staff, and the players and their families.
Well, more success so far for Licking Valley, 7-0 going into tonight, currently fifth in Division III in a very tough Region 11. What has stood out about this year's team?
It started last year, and they lost their second game of the season at home to West Muskingum in overtime. And since then, they have not lost one regular season contest. Their only loss between now and then was to defending state champ Watterson in the regionals last year. They believe in themselves. It's not a flashy team. It's not a team that's going to wow you with talent, but they know what they can do, and they do it very well. I've been to a couple of practices, and they just are so focused and so bought into what they do. And when you have a quarterback that they do in Brody Rogers, who is now in his junior season, he's been the quarterback since his sophomore year, it helps to have that leadership in place. And Skip, the other part of this that I think is interesting with tonight's game, he is two wins away from tying Ron Hinton for sixth all-time in Ohio coaching wins. And of course, tonight, his opponent, Keith Hinton, is Ron Hinton's nephew. The tree doesn't fall far here in coaching in Ohio.
All right, Brian, another team that you've seen a few times and not far away over in Perry County is New Lexington. Still perfect at 7-0. They sit number one in Division IV, Region 15.
They really had a great season last year, but they had a pretty big loss in graduation, and folks were saying, well, you know, maybe 6-4, 7-3 will be a good season. Well, they've hit the 7-win mark as we speak. Kevin Board has just done a tremendous job. And again, they've got so much talent, so many weapons on offense. They're just running over people right now. Now, they've got a huge matchup coming up with Sheridan in a couple weeks. That's going to be the telltale sign. But if this team continues to play like they are on both sides of the ball, just basically winning these games at halftime, that could be a very interesting region in Division IV, Region 15, because right now, no one is slowing down the Panthers.
Well, Brian, you've been doing this for a long time. Real quickly, what's been the reaction in your area in regards to the playoff field reducing from 16 to 12 teams in each region?
Most of the athletic directors have been for it, and most of the coaches understand it. Do they like that maybe additional postseason? 13 through 16 seeds, they did. But in our case last year, Skip, where we had several Licking County schools that were in that range that had to do road trips, the games were not pretty. It really wasn't a fun way to end the season. But overall, 1 through 12, they're mostly in for it.
Brian Mays, thanks for hopping on. You know we love talking high school football with you, okay?
Always a pleasure, Skip. Take care.
And we'll be back on the Ohio News Network.
Vex recognizes this week's player with heart, Reagan Schnipke from Elgin High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
I love being a part of a team where we can like work together in order to achieve our goals and win, obviously. I also like independent sports like cross country and track because they're individual and I like competing for myself.
Reagan brings that same winning attitude to FFA.
And I really like it, and I learn a lot, and it's a lot of good experience. Job interview taught me a bunch of stuff, and I'm also a student officer for FFA, and it's taught me a lot with public speaking.
And maybe the greatest lessons are learned in agriculture.
Agriculture has brought many aspects to my life. It has taught me that teamwork, hard work, responsibility, time management and determination is needed to succeed in life.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Does your family have your carpet a mess? It's time for a flooring makeover. Hello.
I'm Charlie from Church Street Floor Coverings, and we're here to help find you the most family-friendly, durable floor coverings available. You can trust us with all of your floor covering needs. Stop in and check out the many products we have to offer. A free estimate will allow you to see how competitive we are. We're located across from Licking County Family YMCA. And be sure to tell them Charlie sent you.
This is Dr. Rhonda Steigerwald from McMillan Dental. Did you know that your mouth is the gateway to your body? Good oral health is not just about a bright smile. It's linked to heart health, diabetes, and even brain health. Gum disease can increase your risk of serious conditions. But the good news, brushing, flossing, and regular dental visits can make a big difference. Take care of your smile, protect your whole body. Visit McMillan Dental and take a step towards better body health. Call us today at 740-344-1171 or visit us at mcmillandental.com.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kaseps Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on K98.7.
This is ONN.
All right, thanks again to Brian Mays talking a little Licking County High School football with us this evening. We're unbelievably Licking Valley's Randy Boffman, again celebrating his 50th season coaching high school football. Enjoy the second half of your ball game. I'm Skip Mossick on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Bex Hybrids from the Ohio News Network.
Do you come home to find your trash thrown all over the ground, driveway, or yard? Or are you just tired of paying too much just to get rid of your trash? Call Shackelford's Disposal today, offering a weekly residential trash service at honest and fair pricing. Shackelford's also offers commercial and dumpster services for your weekend and construction projects. So call Shackelford's Disposal at 740-366-0001, where you get the real deal.
This is Chris from Kaseps Auto Body. Kaseps, as a company, we're growing really rapidly and going through a lot of very good changes. Our entire goal is to grow and get better and serve our customers better. We are very proud to be GM certified, and what that means is that we can fix your C8 Corvette. We have the special tools, we have the training, and we'll be able to get those back on the road.
Kaseps Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
Kaseps, quality you can trust.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
Halftime here at Granville. Licking Valley leads the Blue Aces by a score of 21-7. Other scores from around the county, staying in the LCL Buckeye, Licking Heights up to Knox County to take on Mount Vernon. The Yellow Jackets continue to impress. 30-7. They're taking care of the Hornets. If these two scores hold, that'll be a battle for first place, and that's week at Hanover. So let me ask you. We've seen Mount Vernon.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Licking Valley. Mount Vernon ready for that test next week.
I don't know. I mean, look, we saw Mount Vernon. They look impressive, but, I mean, if Valley can close this one out, it's hard to bet against the Panthers right now. I'll just say that, you know. It's unlikely, I'd say, but, you know, I think Mount Vernon will give them a bit of a battle probably that, you know, the Panthers may not be expecting.
I will say this. I think it might be the best line, no disrespect to Granville this evening, but it might be the best line Valley's seen in quite a while. I was impressed with Mount Vernon's offensive and defensive lines. Other scores, Watkins Memorial still in the hunt. They had a tough one-point loss to Mount Vernon last week. They're blowing out Zanesville 48-16. LCL Cardinal, Johnstown destroying Lakewood 57-0 in the second half. Northridge is surprising Utica 14-6, and Heath trying to stay unbeaten in the LCL Cardinal. They lead Newark Catholic 19-0. Our game of the week next week will be the Bulldogs entertaining the Northridge Vikings. We'll have all the action for you from Swank Field with the pregame at 6:45 and the kickoff at 7 p.m. Moving along, it is playoff time basically for Newark. They've got to win the final three games to get in to the postseason in Division 1, Region 3. on the road at Tays Valley this evening. That ball game is tied at 14, and that game is in the second half. So the Wildcats trying to get a win on the road. Bodie Smith setting the career touchdown record at Newark with his 43rd touchdown pass last week. So he's had a tremendous run in the last couple of seasons as quarterback for the Cats, trying to get a road win this evening down there at Asheville. All those scores and more tonight on the High School Football Scoreboard Show. Mark Bruce and Lee Waller just about a half hour from now on our sister station, T100, 9 to 11, the High School Football Scoreboard Show. Stats here at halftime. Don't think it's a big surprise. Rushing yards, Licking Valley, 205 to Granville's 28. Overall total yards, 245 to 85 in favor of the Panthers.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I had a feeling it was something like that. We saw basically, I mean, it was a 21-7 score at halftime. That's what the game looked like, that, right? I mean, it was basically all Licking Valley from the end of that first quarter and on. It was back and forth for a little bit there, but the second quarter was definitely won by the Panthers. And, you know, we said it going into the half, what will Granville respond? How will they respond, really, on offense and defense? Because I think they can only give up a max of 7 points in the second half and have a chance to come out on top. You know, going into this one, both games the Blue Aces lost, they gave up 30-plus, right? So that's kind of the target that they, you know, 28, I'd say, is the max that they can give up against Licking Valley here tonight. And they do get the ball to start it out, and, you know, they're not just going to be able to just give it off to Kirby like they have in some of their wins. They're going to have to, McMillan's going to have to get involved throwing the football in some form or fashion. We saw in their opening drive, you know, Carter Ryan, you know, he had two huge catches, one of them going for a touchdown. They're going to have to get him and some other receivers involved in this game if they want to mount a comeback in the second half.
Computer points up for grabs in this one as well. Both these teams in Division 3, Region 11. Licking Valley currently 5th. Granville currently 7th. And, again, top 4 get a bye. I do believe if Valley wins 2 of the next 3, they will finish in the top 4 and get a bye. Obviously, if they went out, they will, no question. But I think 2 out of 3 would get them in. Granville, this would be a tough loss, and they would drop a bit, maybe down to 9th or 10th. They really need Tri-Valley to keep winning. That would help them with the secondary points. They've got Zanesville next week, so you're not going to get a lot of points. And then you end the season at Mount Vernon. That's going to be a very interesting ballgame, I think, here for the Blue Aces. First things first, they want to try and run this, but they're used to hosting a playoff game. It might be tough this year, Garrett.
Yeah, I mean, really, unless they win out, it's not going to be guaranteed that they host one. And really, I mean, you lose this, going to Mount Vernon isn't a gimme, right? So, yeah, you really have to, I mean, yeah, you got to focus on this game right now. And, you know, you're not out of it. You get the ball, and, you know, you can't get it all back in one play. You know, you just really, I would just take the kind of what Valley's approach is. You really just play to get that first down. Right now, after you get a certain amount of first downs, you find yourself on the other, inside the other end zone.
Well, it's nothing like starting the second half with a shot by our scoreboard folks taking a shot at me. But, you know, I'll still promote Mark and Lee, but we'll move on. Anyway, here's the opening kickoff of the second half, and it is fielded but then fumbled by Granville, and not the start they wanted to, as they have to fall on it back at their 18-yard line. So long field to go here for the Blue Aces, trailing 21-7 as we start this second half. Jason McMillan did have a touchdown pass in that first half. He'll start first and 10 in the gun with two wideouts here to the near side, one to the far side, and Kirby in the backfield. And Kyle will get the handoff, broke a couple of tackles, but not much there as they loaded up the box to stop him on first and 10.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what they're going to do. They're going to deny the run. They're going to force McMillan to beat him with their arm, and it's just important for the Blue Aces on offense. to get it, you know, when it, if it does get to a third down, to get it to a third and short, right? Third and three and below, really. So you have a high percentage of converting it. Granville tonight, 0 for 3 on third down conversions. They need to find a way to be able to stay on the field.
Second down and 12. McMillan to throw. He is going for the deep ball, and he's got a man, and the catch is made! 40, 30, 20, 10, 5! House call! Blue Aces! Casey Ricardo out of nowhere! And they're right back in it. 82 yards!
Yeah, they needed it, and they needed it bad. I mean, really, as soon as McMillan got it, he looked Ricardo's way and just threw it up. Fortunately, Ricardo beat his man. McMillan threw a perfect ball, really, in stride. And that's how you come out of the second half and send a message. And, you know, it's basically to the Panthers saying, we're not going to roll over. You're going to beat us in our house. You're going to have to earn it.
Gets the fans back in it, gets the sideline back in it, and again, a second and long aerial attack, and the Blue Aces looking to get it within seven if Shopes can get the extra point, which he does. 53 seconds into the second half, and the lead cut down to seven. Granville still trails Valley 21-14 on the high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
Cheering on your team takes a lot of energy. So when you need to fuel up, either before the game or because you left it all on the field, Bummies on Main is a special place. Licking County's favorite local spot is right around the corner from White Field. It's your home for handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. Eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Oh, you'll be back. Follow Bummies on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main. Come hungry, leave happy.
Rent to Own is having their annual customer appreciation event, 2 days only, October 17th and 18th. Only $2, pays till November 1st. We're bundling a 55-inch TV with a mattress, an iPad, or a chofa for only $20 per week. Get an Xbox X or PS5 for only $20 per week. Get super savings on these deals, 2 days only, October 17th and 18th. Shop early in-store or online at r2o.com. That's the letter R, the number 2, and the letter O.com.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lickie Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Shope's kick was fielded, but his knee was down, and I think that's inside the 10-yard line, so you keep thinking he'll just do touchback after touchback, throws a little bit of curveball, and all the momentum now right here on the Blue Aces side after an 82-yard touchdown pass from Jackson McMillan to Ricardo, and we said he needed to step up. Jackson sure did. That was a beautifully thrown ball.
Yeah, now it's really up to the defense. You know, you got the kickoff. The Panthers are set up in bad field position. The momentum is teetering your way if you're the Blue Aces, but now you just need to figure out a way to stop this Licking Valley offense.
Just inside the 10. First and 10 for the Panthers there. And it's going to be an end around and not much going because Kyle Kirby read it. And he'll throw him down after about a 1 yard, 2 yard pickup.
Yeah, nice job by Kirby that time. You're not going to be able to get away from a tackle from him many times.
Nope.
So he does a good job being the ball handler there after only about a pickup of 3 yards, so that's big, right? Only limiting the Panthers, you know, 2-3 yards per carry, you know, so you're forcing, you know, 3rd and 5, ideally, you know, passing situation for the Panthers.
They'll give him 3 yards. That's a nice favorable spot on that end around. 2nd down and 7 at the 12 for the Panthers. They have trips to the far side. Rogers in the pistol, gets the snap. Quick drop, fires, catch made, and a nice pickup, 23-yard line. I know I've said it's a broken record, but I just like the poise and demeanor of Brody Rogers. He just doesn't seem to get rattled.
No, he doesn't. I mean, and when called upon to throw, he hasn't been called upon many times this game, but whenever he is, like you said, he's not rattled, he's calm, and he throws an accurate ball there. pick up the first down.
Braden Barrows on the catch up to the 23-yard line. First and 10 there for the Panthers, so they have some breathing room now. And here's the handoff to Galone off the left side this time, and he'll get about 3 to 4 yards on first down. So they take the hit from Granville on the huge pass play. Now we'll see how they recover. And so far, so good. We do have, I think, an equipment issue with one of the Panther players, Evan Lohr. He'll have to come out for a minute. Second down, and they're going to give him 6 up to the 29-yard line. So Galone continues to get it done. Mm-hmm. And you would have to think, Coach Boffman coming in, if we could get 250 on the ground running, we're going to be in pretty good shape, and they're on their way to getting that. At the 29, Rogers ready to get the snap. Couple wideouts here to the near side. Galone with him in the backfield, and Galone will keep it. Gets into some open field territory, and will have enough for a Valley first down up to the 36.
And just more of what we saw there in the first half. Just picking up, you know, 5, 6 at a time on the ground. There's still no response from that Blue Aces defense. You know, they're still, you know, on their own side of the field, but, you know, add, you know, 3, 4 of those plays up, they're going to be getting closer and closer into Granville territory.
Officials stop play once again. Do we have another equipment issue? And it's poor Evan Lohr again. He's going to be have to sent to the sidelines one more time. He just came in. They're sending him right back out. And now the clock will start back up. 8:51, first and 10. Valley at their 36. Rogers. Here's the handoff to Galone. Again, a big hole off the left side. What a job by the offensive line. That's just an easy 7-8 yard pickup for Donovan.
Yeah, I mean, the offensive, I mean, they're just providing such a big push that, yeah, I mean, the hole's right there. And Galone basically isn't getting touched until he's, you know, 5-6 yards past the line of scrimmage.
Second down and a long 2 at the Valley 44. Two wideouts split to each side. Galone on the right shoulder of Rogers. Brody will keep it. 45 and gets enough for the first down. Again, it's not going to pick up a bunch of yards, but it almost always picks up a first down.
Yeah.
Or it gets into the end zone for a touchdown.
Right. I mean, yeah, it seems to be, you know, you give it to Galone 2 or 3 times, and then you have a Rogers keep, right? That seems to be the pattern that Licking Valley is running with, and I mean, it's working. And I'm sure Granville knows there's going to be a rush coming in some form or fashion, right? But, you know, knowing and stopping it, two different things.
First and 10 at the 47. I said Rogers is able to get it. They'll do another end around. This time, Granville is right there and making the tackle off of Dylan Keeley, who got maybe about a yard and a half. Kirby once again, but Granville read that. So I think Licking Valley's calling a couple of these plays just to try to keep Granville honest, knowing they'll still do something away from their bread and butter. Second down and 9. See if this might be a passing down for Rogers. 7-12, third quarter, 21-14. Granville trails Licking Valley. Rogers will throw. Fires. Catches made into Granville territory. Quinn Hornfeck again with another catch. That's his third one. And it'll be a first down at the Blue Aces 42. Hornfeck having a conversation with the official there for a bit. And they'll mark it actually at the 41, but it's a first down for the Panthers.
Yeah, and then, you know, good pass protection. Hornfeck was wide open. And why that, you know, the passing plays do look so easy when they're called upon is because, you know, Granville's ready for the rush, right? They're not they're not ready for a passing play. They're focused on stopping the rush. And, you know, it's just what Valley loves to do. They rush to open up the pass. And it's just another example of it here tonight, and they've been able to do it against Granville. And, I mean, playing for the first down, right? That's how this offense operates, and it's been working.
At the 41 of Granville, first and 10. And here's the pitch to Barrows. Makes a couple of men miss. And we'll get inside the 40-yard line to about the 36. Five more yards there.
You know, jet touch pass that time. And that's just, yeah, variation of running the football. Just trying to mix it up so, you know, Granville doesn't know what's necessarily coming, but just using different forms of running the football, you know, end arounds, jet touch passes, quarterback keeps, all different types to just keep Granville's defense guessing.
Second and five, Barrows comes in motion. Rogers keeps it, and this time he will not get the first down as he was stopped by Lute Sanchez. Sanchez had a pick six last week for the Blue Aces. 2 yards. Actually, no, they're going to say his slide started at the 35, so about a one-yard pickup. So here comes another huge third down, third and five.
Yeah, and this is the first third down on this drive for Granville, and they need a stop. This is what really hurt them in the first half. 3 for 4. On third downs, what's this looking like offense? So they were able to stay on the field for the majority of the third downs. Granville needs to figure out a way to get off it, though, in the second half.
They spread him out on this third and five. Rogers waits for the snap. He gets it. He'll look to throw. It's a little pass out to Hornfeck. Gets the first down, 30, and we'll move inside the 25-yard line. Good play call, and it's enough for another Panther first down. So you're at 80% converting third downs. You're going to win a lot of football games.
Right, and, I mean, the majority of them, too. I mean, when you get a third and four, playbook's wide open, right? Because you've been able to run for about 5-6 yards for a pop. But that time they decided to do a wide receiver screen, and like their offensive line, the receivers show off their blocking ability that time. They do a great job blocking, and that's why they're able to pick up the first down and then some.
Brian Hartline would be proud of the way those guys blocked on that play. Inside the 25 of Granville, first and 10 Valley. Galone hit in the backfield and goes down. Nice play that time by Garrett Hinton. And they'll say he was able to spin forward for about 4 yards. Still was a nice tackle. But it's down to the 20. So you're right at the red zone knocking on the door.
Right, this has just been a long drive, right? First down after first down. And what this does, one, takes a lot of time off the clock. We're under 5 minutes in the third quarter. And also, it just gets in the defense's mind, right? Like, another first down. Another, like, you know, you're starting from scratch again, again, again. And the defense, I feel like just after, you know, a certain amount of first downs, you're kind of just like, oh, my gosh, you know.
Here's Galone. And he will spin forward to about the 16, maybe about a yard shy, long yard shy of a first down.
Yeah, another. But once again, it's a third and short, right?
Yep.
So, you know, what they'll say, third and long one, one and a half here. And probably two downs as well to pick this up.
At the 16, third down, they have to get inside the 15 for a first down. Again, this drive started inside the 10-yard line, and Valley moving the ball down the field. Rogers will keep it on the left side, and Granville was there, but we'll see where they mark it. It's going to be close. It's inside the 15, but I don't think he got enough. I think it's going to be fourth and short. Fourth and less than a yard, you know they're going to go for it. 3:25, third quarter, 21-14, Valley leads it. And it's fourth and less than a yard. Valley will go for it inside Grantsville's 15.
Well, we saw a similar situation for Granville in the first half. They went for it. They were stopped, and it was a big momentum shift. Now it's Granville's turn to see if they can stop a fourth and short.
Rogers goes under center. He will keep it, and it's enough, I believe, for a first down. He kind of lunged forward, and the officials say, yep, first down. Looking Valley. So the drive stays alive, and now they're about 13 yards from pay dirt.
Well, that's a big conversion. I mean, that was, they keep the ball, they, you know, they don't give it back to Granville, giving them more momentum. And I mean, well, they got the ball about 11 minutes.
11:03.
Yeah, it's under, it's 240 now in the third quarter. So, I mean, you can kind of think if they score here, I mean, how many times does Granville get the ball back?
That's a good question. Not too many. Valley will call a timeout here at 233 remaining, and now they'll have it first down and 10 at the 13. And kind of, again, looking at the race here, you had Licking Valley and Mount Vernon both coming in undefeated. Watkins and Granville both coming in 1-1. Watkins has, and they're comfortably beating Zanesville tonight. Then they have the Battle of Broad Street next week against Licking Heights. So on paper, you would say they would be coming in 3-1 to the Week 10 finale against Licking Valley. You've got Granville. We'll see what happens tonight. We'll leave that door open. Mount Vernon's going to win tonight over Licking Heights. We'll see what happens next week against Valley. So a lot to play for, and I think Coach Boffin would love the fact that they have these tough games going into the playoffs because they still will probably have a bye, but you've got this one tonight against your arch rival, Mount Vernon at home next week, and then on the road at Watkins, and the last time they were at Watkins, we did that game, and we're going to do this one here on K98.7, but that was one of the most strange, bizarre games you have ever seen. I think it was a full moon that night, but it was a wild one, and Watkins was right there to win it, and they would love to end the regular season with a chance to share potentially a thing of the league title. So if Licking Valley's going to win this thing outright, they're going to have to earn it starting tonight against Granville. All right, after the timeout, first and 10. They'll put it at the 14. Rogers with Galone on his left side. They'll shift a couple of linemen over to the left side as well on this first and 10. And Rogers will keep it there, hitting the backfield, and he will go down. Nice play that time by the Granville D. Little to no pickup on that first and 10. Kirby again in on the stop, and they'll say he will lose a yard, so second down and 11.
Yeah, and now really Granville, after giving up the fourth down, you know, and just with the clock situation too, with how much time Valley's taken up off the clock just on this one drive, you really need to try to force another fourth down decision.
Second down, 11, Rogers. Will look to throw. Plenty of time. Now finally some pressure, and he'll just throw it away, though he did have a man in the back of the end zone. Hornfeck had gotten free, but I think Rogers might have been a little worried about the rush coming, and he throws it out of bounds, so it is third and 10.
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked they decided to throw there, you know. With how well they've been running the football, I know they just did get stopped, you know, with the loss of one on first down. But usually, you know, after something like that happens for Valley, they're able to pick up 5-6 yards. So now, yes, you are in another third and 11 situation. Third time it's happened tonight for the Panthers. They're 1-for-2 on these third and 10-plus situations tonight.
Rogers to throw. Fires. Catch made. And did he drop it? Oh, he dropped it at the end zone. I believe that was Barrows. He was open and could have just glided into pay dirt, but he did drop the ball, and it makes it fourth down.
Well, yeah, that was a good throw. Receiver was open. He just kind of bobbled it, and as he was going to the end zone, got hit, and the defender jarred it loose. So now it's interesting, right? If you're Valley, yeah, it looks like the offense is going to stay out there. They're going to go for it, and, I mean, this is a big, I mean, this could be play of the game right here.
Fourth down, a minute 39, fourth and 10 from the 15. Rogers to throw, looks, fires, catch me, touchdown, Valley. And he comes right back to Barrows, who says, I'm not dropping this one. He got smacked, but he holds on for a huge touchdown pass. Rogers to Barrows, and they deliver. What a throw, what a catch, and they get into the end zone.
Yeah, I mean, Barrows got lit up there, and, I mean, he held on, right?
He did.
He made up for the drop on the previous play, and then some that time. But, I mean, that's a huge play. I mean, Rogers going right back to Barros. Good throw, good catch, able to hold on. Converting on fourth down and 11 and getting into the end zone. And then not only that, but your drive took over almost 10 minutes of the clock.
Extra point is up and good. 1:34 remains third quarter. Valley answers the touchdown by Granville with a 90-yard drive, their second 90-plus drive in this game. And they now lead it 28-14. I just, again, Coach Boffman, the confidence he has in Rogers and Barros. I mean, there aren't a lot of coaches that said, okay, well, we gave you a shot. We're going to go another direction here. I mean, they got it done. That is impressive. And, again, the belief that the coach has in his players to convert a fourth and long, Garrett. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, I mean, to me right there, that's play of the game. I mean, that is. You don't pick that up. Granville has all the momentum in the world down by one possession. And now it's the completely opposite. Right now, I mean, you kind of felt the soul get sucked out of the stadium when, you know, everyone kind of held their breath when that ball's in there and you saw Barros, you know, fall down. And then he got up with possession of the ball and dead silent, except for the Licking Valley side, of course. But, I mean, now, yeah, up two possessions. And just with how much, I mean, you took almost 10 minutes off the clock, 9.5 minutes off the clock in a single possession. If you're Granville, you have to score on this drive.
We'll see what they do. Here's the kick. End over end. It will bounce at the 15. Goes down to the 5, to the 4, and that's where it's picked up. And here comes Valley, and they will tackle him inside the 1 yard line. It always seems in this game, the shifts of momentum and how huge they are. I mean, it's fourth down and 10 at the 15. They score a touchdown, and now Granville is backed up. I think they're going to give him a little bit of forward progress to maybe the 1.5 yard line, maybe the 2. But you said they got to score. Now they got to go 98 yards.
Yeah, I mean, that was just a disaster on special teams. You bobble it. Right about the 10-yard line, and then you backtrack to go get it. And, I mean, it's just, you're just kind of just like, just go forward, right, if you're Granville. Right, so, I mean, you're backed up. Work is cut out for you here.
At the 2, McMillan, handoff Kirby, trying to get a little bit of breathing room, gets up to about the 5-yard line. And it'll be 2nd and 7 there.
You know, there's still, I mean, Granville still has plenty of time to operate here on offense. I would love to see Granville, you know, do, if they're able to get the running game going with Kyle Kirby, I think this would be the time, you know, and just try to have a Kyle Kirby type of drive, you know, fueled by Kirby as much as he can.
He will get another handoff and made something out of nothing there, and we'll get down to about the 10, and then we have a late flag, and it's going to be a personal foul on somebody.
I think it's going to be on Granville.
You can't have that this deep. You can't. We'll see what the call is.
It's been a clean quarter
for
both these teams.
It has been.
No penalties after combined 10 in the first half. This will be the first one.
Having a little bit of a conversation here.
Offsetting.
Okay. That's Granville needed that to be offsetting, because to have them push back,
it would have killed the drive easily. Yeah.
So here's a third down and about 4 after 2 runs by Kirby. Does Granville put the ball in the air here? Under a minute to play, third quarter, trailing 28-14. Third down and 3. 10 seconds on the play clock. McMillan's got to go here. He does get up to the pistol formation. Down to 3 seconds. And he does get it off. A little bit of pressure. He fires over the middle, and it's incomplete as the pass falls to the turf. He was looking for Garrett Hannes, and it does fall incomplete. So a drive you needed to get something going ends up being 3 and out. And now you need another huge punt by Bodie Shopes.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's just a killer. It kind of was all off the rails from that kickoff return,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
You have to back yourself up because it just limits what you can do, right? You can't really drop back too deep in the pocket. You don't want to risk holding in the end zone for a safety. So, yeah, you're just hoping for maybe, you know, shift the momentum with a big special teams play here if you can.
Shopes in his end zone. He's punted once tonight, and it was a beauty. Gets the snap. Kind of off his foot a little bit on that one. Actually, if I'm honest, it's way off his foot. Not what he was hoping for, and he's been so solid. You know that's driving him crazy, but it happens. It happens. We see it all the time. And the thing is, Licking Valley's going to have the ball at the Granville 30, about 34? See where they're going to
put. I think they're going to be at the 30, really. That's what they're lining up at. Well, maybe they'll back.
31.
Yeah.
40 seconds remain, third quarter. And the Panthers smelling blood right now, leading 28-14 and having the ball in Blue Aces territory at the 31. Rogers is ready. I think they're missing a player, and Licking Valley's going to call a timeout, which you know is not going to please the Hall of Fame coach. So they'll have one left for the second half, but they're up 28-14. So just an amazing third quarter of how things have switched. Second and 12 for Granville. They throw a bomb to get within 7. Then the kickoff is fumbled a little bit by Valley, and they have the ball at the 10. They take it down the field and convert. So they converted 2 fourth downs on that possession. They get into the end zone, then Granville has problems with the kickoff. They go 3 and out, and here comes Valley, 1st and 10, at the Blue Aces' 31-yard line.
Yeah, it's been a bad turn of events here for the Blue Aces. I mean,
for a quarter that started so positive.
Right, I mean, they won about a minute of the quarter, right? But the other 11 goes to the Panthers.
That's why they're 7-0. Rogers. Galoni, big hole up the middle, still churning, and looks like he's got enough for a first down, down to the 20. So give him 11 yards there, 1st and 10.
And up 2 scores, no reason to put the ball in the air, right? Risk the turnover or anything. You just want to burn clock and score again. And any sort of scoring, even a field goal, I think ices this one basically for the Panthers with... I don't think they're going to snap it here.
I think it's a one-second difference. So they do have to get one play off here before the quarter comes to an end. They're at the Granville 20, 1st and 10 after the 11-yard run. Rogers gets everybody set. It's Galoni. Well, I think they're happy they ran that play because he got another 9 yards. And when the fourth quarter starts, it'll be 2nd and 1 for the Panthers, who maintain the 14-point edge, leading Granville 28-14. Fourth quarter is next on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
I'm Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling, your local Premier Armstrong dealer. We're family-owned, and for over 10 years, we've been proudly serving Licking County and the surrounding area. Need a new system? We offer free consultations for equipment replacement. Have an older unit? We service all makes and models to keep you comfortable year-round. And with energy prices going up, now's the perfect time to make sure your system's running at peak efficiency so you can save on those electric bills. Elliott Heating and Cooling, keeping you comfortable and your costs low in every season. Visit our website today, ElliottHeating.com.
Attention, veterans and families in the Pataskala area. The Licking County Veterans Service Commission is proud to announce a new way to serve you better. A remote office right in your neighborhood at the BMV in Pataskala is now open. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are here for you. I'm Adam Reed, a dedicated expert with 7 years of experience at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission, ready to help you with your compensation, pension claims, and solving any other concerns you may have. Reach us today by calling 740-670-5430 at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission.
Listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on Kate 98.7.
Getting ready to start the fourth quarter here at Walter J. Hodges Stadium. Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle, 28-14. Licking Valley looking to stay unbeaten as they have the 14-point lead over the Blue Aces. They have a second down and two from the 13-yard line after Donovan Deloney ended the third quarter with a solid 8-yard run. Each team with a touchdown in that third quarter. Buckeyes and Fighting Illini tomorrow in beautiful Champaign, Urbana. If you ever wanted a destination spot, that ain't it. So hopefully the Buckeyes, ranked number one, can get it done on the road. Kickoff just after noon. Our coverage, 10:30 right here on the home of the Buckeyes, Kate 98.7. You take a trip out there. You agree with me.
Well, after what you told me, I think you scared me off of it.
Well, then you're welcome. I'm telling you, there is nothing going on there.
Well, there's something going on tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Football season.
They'll have a great crowd. They will have a great crowd there. This is probably their biggest game in that stadium, probably since 2007 when we came there with Troy Smith and the band.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully different result.
Well, we did win. We did win that game. It was close. We didn't play well. It's a dead atmosphere. It won't be tomorrow, but man, got a hold here on Licking Valley. And I'm actually glad it's a noon kickoff. By 3:30, it's usually nap time in Champaign. It's tough to get motivated. So I think Ryan Day will have the group ready to go, and it helps that they're ranked, and Brett Billimill will probably pull some tricks out of his sleeve to get it going. But all the action right here on Kate 98.7. After the holding call, it's second down and 12, and Rogers looking to keep it. Another flag comes in.
It's going
to
be another hold.
I think so. So all of a sudden, as Valley was looking to maybe put this thing away, back-to-back holding calls is going to push them way back in this drive. Yep, it's a hold.
I mean, well, if Granville needed anything, this is what they needed, right? Yeah. I mean, because that pushes them out of field goal range if they're able to, you know, limit the yardage that Valley is able to pick up here in the next couple plays. So, yeah, now a third and 22.
I think it's second and 22.
Or second and 22.
It's still a long ways away.
10 yards from the previous spot.
I will say it's nice to have them mic'd up. The
officials, it is, yeah, here we know. So, right, we know what the call is, right? Instead of just having to guess with their hand signals.
So there is one positive to have some folks here. That's about it, but that's one. Second down, 22. Rogers to throw. Got a little bit of pressure. He'll roll to his right now. Gets a block, and that might be, they're going to throw it out of bounds. That could have been a blindsided block. And the Granville staff wants it called. They're not going to. Let's pause for station identification on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Third down and 22 for Licking Valley at the Granville 32 with 11:30 remaining fourth quarter. And the Panthers up 28-14. So let's see what they decide to do here. Two wideouts to each side for Rogers on this third and long. He'll roll to his right. He is looking deep. He will fire long, and the catch is already going to be intercepted. It is. It is picked off in the end zone by Granville, and they'll bring it up across the 20-yard line. So the first turnover of the game is the interception by Devin Bowden. Devin Bowden with the pick. And Granville basically staves off elimination right there with that interception in the end zone.
Yeah, that was, it saved the game, right? Yeah. I mean, it saved their chances, because if they go down three scores in the fourth quarter, basically, we'll be over. And what really killed that drive and what put Valley in that situation was the back-to-back holding calls.
Yeah, they had been pretty good with the yellow hankies for a long time, but those are two disastrous calls. So Granville gets the ball after the INT. Officials having more of a conversation, I guess, with where to put the ball where they think he went out of bounds. And they're going to mark it way back at the 20. I thought he got above that. Now they're having more of a conversation. Not realizing restaurants close sometimes about 10 p.m. They're going to mark it at the 17. And that would be why. Okay. Because I was about to say he was way past the 20. So a block in the back. So Granville will start at their 17-yard line. Getting the turnover, trailing 28-14. 11-17 remains in the contest. McMillan to throw. Pumps once, in trouble, eludes one man, fires across the middle, and the catch is made. And breaking a couple of tackles, it's Ryan, still going, 40, making a couple men miss, down to the 37. A freshman, ladies and gentlemen, a freshman. And I don't like doing this, but does he have a little Dante in him?
Yeah.
I think he does. A little Dante Verasso.
I mean, he's got the moves. I mean, he's taller than him.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's only and probably still growing, right? So I'm sure Blue Aces are happy about that. But yeah, he's been the spark tonight for the Granville offense. You haven't seen him since the opening drive in the first quarter.
McMillan looking deep for Ryan again. That pass incomplete, and he had a couple of receivers in the same area. That could have been disastrous. And we've got a hold against Granville. So they've got a little bit of life here. Got to be careful with the penalties. As Licking Valley was driving to close this one out, they get the interception in the end zone. And two plays later, here comes Granville. But this ball will be marked back to about the 47 once the officials decide to pick it up.
Yeah, that's a killer penalty there. I mean, we saw what it did to Valley on their previous drive. I mean, holdings are just, they're such a big penalty, right? There's the 10 yards. It's just a very common way to kill drives. But I think really, though, if you're Granville, you're probably just going to, you're in a passing, you know, passing offense right now, right? You're not going to be looking to run the ball. So I just, you know, right now, I mean, your number one target's been Carter Ryan. Look his way, maybe try to draw a penalty or might get some separation again.
First and 20, the blitz is on. It's a screen to Kirby. Gets a couple of blocks and will go inside the Panther 40 to the 39, 38-yard line. Gets almost all the penalty yardage back. So second down and 10, we'll call it.
Yeah, that was a nice play on that on first down, getting a good chunk of those penalty yards back. So it's a little bit more manageable now, second down, and hopefully get it into a way more manageable third down situation for the Blue Aces.
10 minutes remain, fourth quarter. Licking Valley leads Granville 28-14. Blue Aces on the move at the Panther 39. McMillan to throw, looking deep, and nobody home. That falls incomplete. I thought I saw a flag come down.
Yeah, there was one here.
And I don't think they were lined up correctly. So third and 12, do you decline the penalty or make it second and 17? Coach?
I'm thinking.
I saw the wheels moving. I saw the smoke billowing.
I would accept it. You know, because really, I think you're just at this point just trying to keep Granville out of the end zone and
make them take more plays to do it. But yeah. Well, you know, I think the Hall of Famer might know what he's doing. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Well, you're eliminating an extra play, right? So, well, because you know Granville's going to go for it on fourth down. So, you know, 3 plays for 17 yards, 2 plays for 12 yards.
It's third down and 12. McMillan in the gun. Here comes Valley, but it's picked up. He's looking Melon, and he's got Ricardo, but good coverage. There was a little pushing and shoving, but I think that's a good no call. One, I don't think he was going to get to the ball to start with. And your Granville fans don't agree with me. Won't be the last time, but he was stopping him from getting the ball, but I think that's a good no call.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't anything. It wasn't like an obvious pass interference,
yeah.
Right? So it's just a little bit of. He just has like his hand on him, right? So.
And that's sometimes when the receiver has to sell it
right.
a little bit more.
That's when, you maybe want your receiver to just like flop, right?
Yeah. Yep.
You fall down or you know.
Stumble, do something.
Right, you show the ref that you're being prevented from getting the ball.
I'm being impeded from getting the ball.
Yeah, that's what, the receiver has to, do a bit of an acting job that time.
Fourth down and 12, huge play here for Granville. Looking deep, looking for Ryan. Makes the catch! Oh, it's knocked away at the 5. What an effort by Ryan, but Hornfeck knocks it away. And, again, there was a little bit of contact, but, again, I think they wanted both players to see if they could go up and get it. Ryan had it for a brief second. Hornfeck knocks it away, turnover on downs, and Valley is able to stop the threat by the Blue Aces.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, it was kind of just a jump ball, 50-50. Ryan had it initially, but was knocked out when they fell to the ground. I mean, I'd say the pass before that was more pass interference than that one. That was just a 50-50 ball. So, good play by the Panthers. I mean, now all they have to do is just run this one out.
And you're going to give it to Galone to do that, and he does it with some positive yardage. As he gets across the 45 to about the 46, Granville definitely trying to strip the ball now and trying to get another turnover as they got the interception in the end zone but were unable to capitalize. They had a couple big plays but not able to get into the end zone. And now the clock will just continue to wind at 9 minutes 15 seconds, fourth quarter. Licking Valley up 28-14.
Yeah, I think it's important for both these teams now to just not commit any penalties.
Second down, 4. Rogers. Hand off. Galone a couple of yards, but will not have enough for the first down. And kind of like it was in the first quarter, getting a little testy out there.
Yeah, I think Granville's... The frustration from Granville, right, starting to mount up, especially after that last drive, But, I mean, you have still maybe a tad bit of hope here. Third and a little 1.5 here. I mean, if you get a stop, if you at least can stop them picking up the first down, to see what you may force a decision from Valley on fourth.
Third down, short 2. Rogers keeps it. Rogers first down. Just solid. And he gets the first down to the 49-yard line of Granville. So what does that make him on third down tonight, sir?
5 for 9 after that conversion.
There you go.
Yeah, they cooled down a little bit on that long drive. It took almost 10 minutes. But on the third downs they didn't convert, they picked it up on fourth down. So.
And if you can stay over 50%, you got a good shot.
Yep.
And that will bleed some more clock at 7:50, fourth quarter. Rogers at the Blue Aces, 49. It's Galone, and he will get about a yard, and that'll make it second down and 9.
Yeah, I mean, this set of downs, I mean, Granville, you can see if Valley, you would like to at least force Valley to make a fourth down decision, right?
Yeah.
Prevent them from picking up the first down, this set of downs. You'll still, have around 6-5 minutes left. You have all 3 of your timeouts. You're going to be passing the ball, right? So ideally, your offense won't be using too much.
They're going to throw it, and the catch is made for a first down inside the 35 to the 33. Silas Kyle with his first catch on the evening. Talk about a surprise move right there. Gutsy call, but it's going to pick up the first down to the 33. Good throw by Rogers on the slant end.
Yeah, I mean, it caught that Granville defense way off guard. They were not ready for that. Kyle was wide open. Rodgers threw it right on the money. And they get another first down. More time off the clock.
Now they'll give it to Deloney across the 30, inside the 30. Still going as he broke about three tackles and will be very close to a first down. He got it. 10 yards. Again, not a lot of people talk about this kid, but he is just durable and delivers game in and game out for the Panthers.
Well, I mean, he's kind of the first cog in the machine, right?
Yep.
I mean, he's got to get going for the rest of the offense to operate, right? Looking guy is always going to try to establish the run to start off the game, right? I feel like every time they touch the ball first, they're going to try to establish the line of scrimmage by running the football, right? Once he's able to run it, he'll let Brody keep it and run himself too.
Here's the end around to Keeley, who runs left, then runs right, then runs up the middle, and gets himself positive yards. Not the way you draw it up, but it works, and he gets a good pickup on first down for LV.
Yeah, there's just no, I mean, it's been like this all night. There hasn't been a consistent stoppage to the run game tonight from the Blue Aces defense, and that was something that they were going to have to do if they were hoping to knock off the undefeated Looking Valley Panthers tonight, but they just haven't been able to find a consistent way to stop the rushing attack tonight.
Don't have official stats, but I bet they are close to 275. Got to be over 250 at this point.
Oh, yeah.
First and 10. Here's Galone. And be close to the first down marker. Gosh, he just keeps going. He is so hard to bring down. And they're going to say, well, it looked like the chain gang was going to move, but then the officials said, nope, let's move him. First down. He was going to be stopped short, but he was able to keep those legs moving, and it's another first down for Licking Valley at the five-minute mark of the fourth quarter, and the Panthers up 28-14.
Yeah, and I think now it's just kind of Blue Aces defense. I mean, it's just a loss of hope. I mean, they haven't been able to stop the run all night, and they still can't. Down two scores, under five to play.
Rodgers keeps it on the right side, gets one block, gets another, takes it inside the 10, inside the 5. It'll be a first and goal for the Panthers. Just wearing down the Granville defense right now, and they'll mark it at the 2-yard line.
Yeah, well, the Granville defense has been out there, I mean,
long time.
70% of the second half, I feel like. I mean, they were out there 10 out of the 12 minutes in the third quarter, and I feel like at least now for the past, you know, 4 or 5 minutes of this quarter, so they are getting worn down, and then that's what this Valley offense does and it's designed to do, wear you down, and then you're going to just, you know, rip a big one.
And easy touchdown for Valley, not even touched. And they will go up 34-14. I do not believe that was Galone on that run. I think that was, I want to say that was number 9, Adam West. No, let's sit. I want to say, well,
I think it was Galone.
So?
Yeah,
it was Galone.
Trying to see
okay.
The replay over there.
Okay.
Looks like 18.
All right, well, that's the easiest touchdown he's had on the night. He was not touched at all. And that makes it 34-14. The extra point on the way by McLean is up, and he nails another one. 4 minutes exactly to go in this one. The Panthers looking to move to 8-0 as they lead the Blue Aces 35-14 on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Performance Archery is the archer's number one destination for equipment, supplies, and service. Whether you pull a traditional bow, a compound, or a crossbow, they have the selection, best prices, and experienced service you've been looking for. They carry brands like Matthews Point, Bowtech, Darton, Bear, Mission, 10 Point, and Raven. Plus, they have indoor and outdoor ranges to keep you on target. Performance Archery, 2984 Mount Vernon Road, just 2 miles north of Newark on State Route 13.
William Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and its innovations on K98.7.
Solid drive by Valley after they stopped looking Granville on downs. They take it to the house for another touchdown by Donovan Galone. And they now lead at 35-14 in the fourth quarter, 4 minutes remaining in this one. As Licking Valley will move to 8-0 and 3-0 in the LCL Buckeye. Home to Mount Vernon next week, then at Watkins Memorial, which at last check, they obviously were mad from last week as they were taking care of Zanesville. The final score in that one, 69-16. And you're the stat man here. I want to say the second time this year, Johnstown beat Lakewood 71-0 tonight. Didn't Johnstown get over 70 earlier this year? Do you recall that?
I know they did last year.
Well, they did it again. So Johnstown will play Utica next week, and that game has implications on the LCL Cardinal. Heath defeated Newark Catholic tonight. So the Bulldogs and Utica both unbeaten. Utica goes to Johnstown, and Heath will host Northridge, and we'll have that game here on Kate 98.7 field next week. So both Cardinal and Buckeye should go down to week 10. You could have shares next week, but outright titles won't be decided until week 10. Here comes a blitz. They pick it up. Kirby, check that. That is Luke Bossy who gets it. He will get across the 20 to about the 21, and you got to go quickly now for Granville.
Yeah, you're going to need to have a little bit of luck involved here if you want to make the comeback. You got to get it in the end zone, then you have to recover a couple onside kicks.
3:25 to go. Second down and two. McMillan fires. Boy, how do you not like that kid? Making the catch, Carter Ryan, but anything going to him, he's catching.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be, I think, a focal point of their offense rest of this year and going into next year for sure. You know, he's made himself a big name here tonight, some big plays, and, you know, with, you know, Culver being out, I think you still need to, and if he comes back, you're hoping Culver comes back some point in the season, I think you got to still find a way to get Ryan some reps out there.
Oh, absolutely. Bossy breaks a couple of tackles. He's still working hard. He will take it up to the 44-yard line, so Granville not quitting by any stretch at 2:57, though they're down 35-14. Yeah, Culver comes back. That's going to be a potent offense for the remaining couple of games here for the Blue Aces. McMillan looks, fires. See, now you're going to say it's my fault that he dropped that pass. I know that's where you're going.
No.
Second down and 10 for Granville after the drop pass at 2:43 to go. McMillan looks, fires. Now he makes the catch and gets drilled and holds on. Ball comes out, but I thought he was down. No signal by the official. Now they're saying incomplete. Well, that was either a catch and a fumble or he was down, but they're going to say incomplete, and it's third down and 10. Took a solid hit that time. So Granville will fall to 5-3, 1-2 in the LCL Buckeye. Zanesville next week, and then on the road at Mount Vernon. And as we've already talked about,
That's going to be a difficult one for the Blue Aces.
Yeah, especially with just how they've fared this year on the road. Both their losses coming into this game coming on the road.
Yep. Third down, McMillan fires over the middle and nearly intercepted by Kyle. It'll be a fourth down. Fourth down and 10 now for Granville. 2:22 to go.
I mean, this is a huge win for Valley.
Yeah.
Coming to Granville and beating him. I mean, to my knowledge, the last time Granville lost a regular season game at home was back in 2022.
Was it the Heights
against
game?
Watterson?
Oh, Watterson. Okay, so it must have been Heights before Watterson.
Yeah, gotcha. They lost. Yeah, back to back.
Okay.
Yeah, we did that game, the Watterson game, where they went for two at the end. They won 25-24. So it's been a while since the Blue Aces lost a regular season game here in this stadium.
A lot of success here. A lot of success. And the fourth down pass falls incomplete, so Valley will take over with 2:16 remaining and comfortably ahead, 35-14. And, yeah, we'll see. I want to say this might be the first game of the year where Kirby has not scored a rushing touchdown. He's been piling them up, and Valley did a good job. He maybe two runs of over 10.
Yeah, they shut that down early.
They really did.
And they really didn't, I think, allow it to get going because they were constantly leading by, I feel like, two possessions, right? I mean, they only really had one crack at it, I feel like, when they were is either tied or down one possession. And even still, they were just weren't going to let Kyle Kirby beat them, right? They honed in on him in the running attack. And, yeah, he had a couple big rushes here and there, but it was nothing, you know.
Nothing explosive.
Right. It was nothing that, you know, consistent and, like you said, explosive and nothing in the end zone. So, yeah, they did an outstanding job of shutting really Granville's best player down tonight. And that's a big reason why I think why they really only limited the Blue Aces to 14.
90 seconds to go in this contest. First and 10 Valley at the Granville 34. Rogers, Galone along the right side, and Kirby will knock him down on a nice solo tackle, loss of a couple yards. And he had joined Kelsey on our tailgate show, and he was really focused and determined for this one. You talked about it. He had missed the last couple basically because of injuries. He wanted this one badly, and I know he's going to take this one to heart, but it just sometimes you just have to say it. Licking Valley was the better football team tonight
right. In
all phases of the game.
Well, I mean, you know, you look at 2 years ago when these two teams played here last, Granville took down Valley kind of in a similar game that we saw. Just roles reversed, right? Granville won that one 45-20. And Valley was still a great team that year. I believe, what, they only finished like 8-2 that year.
8-2, I think so, yeah.
So, right, just because, you know, the score does look lopsided like this, I think it speaks more to the how good looking Valley is, right, than to maybe, you know, Granville's lack of talent. Because Granville, I still think, has a good football team and can definitely run the table if they play to their potential.
Clock is winding down. It's victory formation for the Licking Valley Panthers, and they come in to Walter J. Hodges Stadium and put on an impressive, very impressive show tonight, defeating the Granville Blue Aces by a final score of 35-14. We'll recap this one after a timeout as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Are you tired of shops playing guessing games with your vehicle and providing mystery quotes? Yeah, so are we. This is Dan Teakin. At Krager Tire and Service, we don't sugarcoat it. We diagnose it, fix it, and then we back it with a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Tires, of course, but we're way past tires. Brakes, AC, check engine lights. We handle the real problems. Real work, real people, real results. Krager Tire and Service, we're no longer just tires.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Licking County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. MikesRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. MikesRoofing.net, and that is MikesRoofing.net.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licky Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
Licking Valley comes to Granville and defeats the Blue Aces by a final score of 35-14. They got on the board first, 7-0, taking the opening kickoff, taking it 80 yards. And Donovan Galone capped it off with a touchdown run. Granville came back with a 38-yard touchdown pass, making it 7-7. But then Valley was able to expand the lead to 21-7 before halftime. Granville came out strong in the third quarter, getting an 80-plus yard touchdown to cut it to within 7. But then Granville answered with a sustained 90-plus drive. Another touchdown by Galone made it 28-14. They did throw an interception in the end zone. Granville tried to come back, but they were stopped over on downs. Granville then could not stop that Valley rushing attack. One more touchdown for Galone, and they get the victory 35-14. Again, I just think it was just a solid performance top to bottom by this Licking Valley team, doing what they wanted to offensively, doing enough defensively. Yes, Granville's got some plays, but just not enough consistency on that side of the ball, and that's why Granville falls tonight, and Licking Valley goes to 8-0.
Yeah, I think really one word to summarize this game is just consistency.
Yeah.
Licking Valley was extremely consistent, especially running the football, right? They dominated the time possession as a result of that. They limited the amount of times that Granville touched the ball as well. And, you know, Granville had some flashy plays, right? They had that big touchdown pass coming in and out of halftime. And then they had a very similar drive, too, on their other scoring drive to start off the game in the first quarter. But other than that, their offense was not able to get much going. Kyle Kirby, the big name coming into this one for the Blue Aces, pretty much held to a non-factor offensively,
yeah.
Not able to do too much on the ground as he was against teams previously. And then tonight, Licking Valley, not really having to throw it too much, but when asked, they delivered when they needed to throw it, right? And then, two, on fourth down, two big fourth down conversions on that drive in the third quarter that took almost 10 minutes off the clock. It was fourth and 11 inside the red zone. They were only up 21-14, and, I mean, just a huge throw and catch inside the end zone to Burrows, who dropped the pass from Rodgers on the previous play, went right back to him on fourth down, caught it into the end zone. And I feel like that play right there, I mean, that was really, I feel like, the play of the game, because he drops that. It stays one possession game. As a result, they go up two possessions, and that next kickoff was that whole disaster kickoff where they fielded it and they only got it at their own 3-yard line. And then that was kind of, I felt like, the big turning point in this game. But yeah, Licking Valley came in as advertised, and their regular game winning streak continues.
318 rushing yards for Licking Valley, 37 for Granville. And again,
yeah, you're not going to win.
Kyle was coming in averaging over 100 yards easy, 422 yards total for Licking Valley. That's the difference. And again, we've used this word a lot tonight, pregame and during the game, about not being flashy. But mm-hmm. when you do what you need to do and you score 35 points, they had the 72-yard run by Galone, probably the biggest explosive play of the night. But again, you take the ball, you move it downfield, you wear teams down, and I think you brought up a good point, not just physically, but mentally. Oh, it's 2nd and 5. We know they're going to pick this up. Oh, it's 3rd and 2. We know it. How do we stop them? We don't have answers. That's mm-hmm. what shows what a good program is, when they can just do what they want to, marching down the field and wear teams down. That's what they do.
Yeah, I think you pretty much perfectly described it right there, right? You know, yeah, when you keep getting, you know, when you average 5 yards a rush, right, and you're 3rd and 2 or 2nd and 5, the other team, you know, when they've already given up that exact same scenario, you know, 3 or 4 times on this drive, they're like, oh, my gosh, you know, they're going to probably get it. They have that edge on you already mentally.
Yeah.
So, That's just, I think, the hump that Granville couldn't get over tonight is getting Licking Valley in uncomfortable situations often enough. And the few times that they did, they really weren't able to take advantage of it either, right? They were able to pick up a big third, two of the third and longs. The screen play in the first half, they didn't pick up the third and 11 in the red zone, but then they were able to get it on fourth down. So, yeah, Valley with just a great game here tonight, and Granville just not able to, I think, really just go blow for blow with them like how they have been.
35-14 the final. We'll call it after this final timeout on the High School Football Game of the Week on Gate 98.7.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. V-E-R-S-O-V-A.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel's Newark office right off the downtown square or online at HummelGRP.com.
This is Chris from KSEPS Auto Body. KSEPS as a company, we're growing really rapidly and going through a lot of very good changes. Our entire goal is to grow and get better and serve our customers better. We are very proud to be GM certified, and what that means is that we can fix your C8 Corvette. We have the special tools, we have the training, and we'll be able to get those back on the road.
KSEPS Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSEPS, quality you can trust.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Just like our local teams dominate the field, Win Waste Innovations dominates waste removal. They tackle your toughest disposal challenges with championship-level service for homes and businesses. From residential pickup to commercial solutions, they're the all-pro team you can trust. Score big with reliable local service that keeps our community clean. Visit win-waste.com or call 866-WIN-WASTE. And good luck to all our area teams this season. Go get that win!
Listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by KSEPS Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on K98.7.
Our next Licking County locker room this coming Monday will be featuring Watkins Memorial and talking girls tennis. You can join us in person or right here on K98.7, live from Ship Brothers, starting at 6:30. And then Friday, we'll be at Swank Field, the Heath Bulldogs. Back to 500, three straight wins for Coach Tim Ward and the bunch. They'll be entertaining the Northridge Vikings. Pregame at 6:45 and the kickoff at 7 p.m. Thanks to Steve back at the studio. For Garrett Wando, this is Brian Mays. Again, your final from Walter J. Hodges Stadium. Licking Valley 35, Granville 14. Have a great rest of your Friday and weekend, everyone. This has been the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
This has been high school football on K98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lucky Memorial Health Systems, KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center, Trillium Farms, Mike's Roofing, and Wind Waste Innovations.